This concludes our special sports broadcast of Washington High School Soccer on Classic Hits, Memories 107.9, WAMW FM Washington, and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This special sports broadcast sponsored by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalow, Purdue Farms, The Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, McDonald's of Washington, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Davies Community Hospital, The End Zone, Myers LP Gas, McAllister Machinery, the Gill Funeral Home, the Kingpin Bowling Center, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Goodwin Funeral Home, Sterling & Company, REMAX Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman, Heller's Unlimited, and Boyd Grain in Washington.
We're kind of as healthy as we can be at this point in the season. We're the only ones we're missing are the ones that are out for a season, Elizabeth Stallman and Aaron Kramer. Everyone else is kind of taped up and will be out there for some significant minutes tonight. So we're as healthy as we can ask at this point in time.
I know that Caitlin Davis has been battling hamstring problems all year. What percentage is she healed?
I would 75, 80%. You know, she would tell you 100, but I think in reality she's about 75, 80%. But 75, 80% Caitlin Davis is still one of the best players in the state of Indiana, so we'll definitely look to have a lot from her tonight.
Well, speaking of Caitlin, last year she was your leading scorer, and you used her speed up top to punish defenses that pushed up too much. I'm especially remembering Sullivan in the sectional last year. This year, however, with her injury, you play her more at a deep position, and you have more players getting into the scoring column. Was that a deliberate move, or was it just something that happened that way?
I think it's just something that kind of happened. We had to make some changes. We started her up top early on, and I kind of found that I liked her more in a midfield position because she worked back pretty well for us, and her speed out on the wing is pretty dangerous, going forward and recovering back. And then just the balance scoring is just kind of something that happened. Coach Stahl and I were looking at the score sheet on the way up here, and we're, you know, balanced across five or six scorers, and which is really, you know, ideally how we'd like to be. You know, we'd love to have some more goals from you know, some key people like Davis, and I think she'd say she'd love to have some more goals. But, you know, we don't know who we're going to get it from in any given night, but we're going to get it from somebody.
Now, these injuries have allowed you or forced you to play a little deeper on your roster. Who has developed that has been a pleasant surprise for you?
Lindsay Moody has really, you know, just as a sophomore, come in and been really dangerous, especially towards the end of this season. She's been our most dangerous player going forward, especially these last two games. She got a hat trick on our first night, and then on Thursday night she was really, really dangerous. Didn't quite make it on the score sheet, but she created the most chances. So she's been a great surprise, especially as a sophomore. You never know quite what you're going to get into that sophomore year after that freshman year. And then Maddie Dan as well, another sophomore, has been dangerous for us going forward offensively. And then from a defensive position, Maddie Wildman. I know at the beginning of the year we didn't know exactly how we wanted to use her or even if she would be, you know, in the starting lineup for us. We started her out at right back for the JV squad and then brought her up that very night, and she started ever since varsity for us. So she's really developed and turned into quite a player for us.
Great. Now, on your opponent this afternoon, Vincennes Reveille Lady Patriots, it's a first-year program for the girls, but these girls played on the boys' program last year, and I know they have an outstanding threat in Katie Niehaus, sophomore midfielder. What do you know about her, or what do you know about the Patriots?
We know we've seen a couple games of theirs, and we know they're just that they're pretty athletic, and we got to deal with their athleticism, or you know they'll run us off the pitch today. And she runs the game from the center of the park, and in their formation, she's able to do that. So we got to definitely deal with her, you know, kind of spraying balls to their speed on the wings, which is what they want. They want to get the ball into wide spaces and let their speed do, you know, be the game for them. And that's how they found success against Sullivan. That's how they found a lot of success this season, is using that athleticism to their benefit. So we definitely got to, you know, counteract that. Don't let them pick their heads up. Don't let them find their spaces. Don't let them find the space behind their backs. And just prevent the ball in, and don't get in sprint races with them, because we'll lose those. But we can definitely prevent the passes in, and we're ready to do that tonight. And then in the end, going forward, and you know it's hard for them to do that if they don't have the ball. So we definitely got to keep the ball at our feet, move it around, and you know play exciting soccer that we know we can play and have been playing as of late.
Now, this field, I know you saw it last year, but it, by my eyeballing, it looks like it's about 80 wide or 75 wide, which is about 13 yards longer, wider than our field.
Yep.
And that plays into speed, so I'm sure you're going to work those corners just like the Patriots would. Is there any special, being on a larger field, is there anything special that you need to do with your defense or your midfield to counter this?
Well, in a wider field, we want to definitely stay compact. It works, it gives the attacking players more space to run into, but it makes us have to defend more space. So we have to stay compact and defend as a unit. We can't get spread out and try to defend individually, because then their speed will really come into play. So we got to defend across, you know, the back three in there with Mary Barnard stopper, those four as a unit sliding across the field and defending sections of the field and keeping them in those sections. Make the field smaller for us defensively, and then when we go to counter and we get the ball, we make the field wider. And I think that's going to have us find success and make them play in those small spaces and not utilize the large field like they'd like to.
Well, I know you've got the edge on experience. You are a veteran club. You've played young players, but you've definitely got some players that have been in the program 4 years, and that's going to work to your advantage in this sectional final. So, Coach, I'm going to let you get back to your team. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
At the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop in Washington, the pharmacists know you and your family. Personal friendly service is not lost. Any questions, just ask the pharmacist directly. Don't wait for an operator, then four options to press one and talk to a robot. Personal, down-home, one-on-one service you can still count on from your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy, the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, and the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin. Save big with a trip to your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Pepsi 12-packs are 3 for $11. Coke 2 liters only 99 cents each. In a hurry for breakfast? Grab Kellogg's cereal in a cup, 2 for $2, or Hostess bag donuts, 2 for $6. A gallon of 2% milk is only $2.99 at Chuckles. And for snacks, Cheez-Its are 2 for $2, and select bags of Ruffles potato chips also 2 for only $2. Fast, convenient, and always open. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Tonight's Hatchet, or today's Hatchet pregame, presented by Alan Bubalo, your Edward Jones financial advisor, and by Purdue Farms in Washington. It's time for the sectional championship in girls high school soccer. From Sullivan, I'm Dwayne Shake, along with Monty Critchlow. Our kickoff presented by Boyd Grain in Washington. Boyd Grain proud to support our area athletes. It's time now for the starting lineups, as the players line up now with the officials to walk out to midfield for the formal introductions. Washington will be the home team on the scoreboard in their home white, while Vincennes Reveille is the visitors in purple, trimmed in gold. Reveille's had a good run this year. We'll talk more about that as we set the scene and get this game underway. Reveille, a former co-ed team with boys and girls this year, all girls on the team, and boy, they are packing a punch as they have really made a mark for themselves, making it to the sectional championship here at Sullivan today. Real good crowd on hand. Across the way, the crowd sits close to the sidelines, the far side, which is way over yonder. We figure about 75 yards width on this field here at Sullivan. Is that right, Monty?
By my count, it is.
Both teams, again, starters lined up at the middle of the field, making their way across to the fans to face them and get introduced. And we'll turn it over to our PA announcer now for the starting lineups this afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Sullivan for the championship game of IHSAA Girls Soccer Sectional number 47. Introducing the starting lineup for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Lady Patriots of Vincennes Reveille High School. Number 3, Natalie Niehaus. Number 4, Megan Niehaus. Number 6, Lauren Lane. Number 7, Katie Niehaus. Number 10, Janine Anderson. Number 11, Olivia Vantlin. Number 12, Tia Tolbert. Number 13, Abby Niehaus. Number 14, Grace Wagoner. Number 15, Madeline Halter. In goal, Molly Niehaus. Vincennes Reveille is coached by John Anderson. Now introducing the starting lineup for the home team on the scoreboard, the Lady Hatchets of Washington High School. Number 4, Mary Barnard. Number 5, Madeline Dant. Number 8, Caitlin Klingel. Number 16, Caitlin Davis. Number 17, Matilda Hansen. Number 21, Emily Matthews. Number 30, Alexis Williams. Number 32, Madison Wildman. Number 34, Callie Gray. Number 39, Nida Revelario. And in goal, Lily Dernil. Or Dernal, I'm sorry. The Lady Hatchets are coached by Cody Chapman. Officials for today's ball game, Mr. Mark Crystal, Mr. Brent Meyer, and Mr. Chris Barthel.
The starting lineups now for both teams here as we are set for the kickoff. When we come back, this one is underway from Sullivan. Stay tuned. It's Lady Hatchet Championship Soccer coming up next on WAMW.
Shout out to the Hatchet girls and boys soccer sectional teams. Jones and Sons hopes the effort you've put in all year pays off with a sectional title. Need work done? Give Jones and Sons a call. We take pride in our 45 years worth of service to the community. From concrete and masonry products to mulch, decorative rock, landscape stone steps, and much more. Let us show you why we are the best around. Stop in and see us or check out all our products online at jonesandsons.com. And go Hatchets!
How far do you travel to get the orthopedic, sports medicine, and physical therapy care you need? With the advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives available right in your own backyard, there's no reason to travel far from home. Dr. Marcus Thorne, along with our physical therapy team, provide professional care with a personal touch. To find out more about our team, call Davies Community Hospital at 812-254-2760. That's 254-2760.
Time to get a new vehicle? Or is it just time to save a lot of money? At Washington Chrysler Center, you can do both. Right now, save 20% off select Rams with discounts up to 10 grand. And if you think that's impressive, you can also save 20% on select Dodge Grand Caravans, Journeys, and Jeep Cherokees. Hey, don't wait. If you want to be treated fairly and honestly and just get a simple low price, go to Washington Chrysler Center now. It's Ram Power Days, so shake a leg, get the lead out, snap to it.
The voice of the Hatchets.
It's go time here for the championship of the IHSAA Girls Soccer Sectional. Dwayne Shake with Monty Critchlow on a beautiful Saturday afternoon for high school soccer. The Washington Lady Hatchets advanced to this final round by defeating South Knox in their opening game and topping South Vermilion in the last outing, while Vincennes Reveille advanced with a win over Washington Catholic and an impressive win over number 18 and the host of this tournament, the Sullivan Golden Arrows, in their last outing. And again, Monty, this Reveille Patriot soccer team is the real deal.
Well, they are, and they're a very young team. They're sporting only two seniors on it. Both the seniors are starting. Sprinkling of juniors, but a lot of sophomores and freshmen. So this is a building program.
A fast-paced game coming up again with this Bermuda grass, as we mentioned, and the wind a factor here today. The field, the pitch, in great shape, though. Sullivan, excellent host for this tournament, and we are ready for some exciting soccer this afternoon. The ball at midfield. Reveille will start with the ball to begin this first half, and with the call once again for this championship Saturday in the girls' tournament is Monty Critchlow.
Both teams are ready to go. Washington in their white. Reveille, now I'm colorblind, so help me out with
purple.
That. Purple. Okay. Yeah. All right. Game has begun. We're going to play a full 40 in this first half, and Lord willing, no stoppages in play except for goals and any injuries or cards. Here's a ball already in the Reveille's penalty area. Here's a quick shot on goal. That came off the foot of Caitlin Klingel, came out of a crowd, but the goalkeeper was right at the near post and picked it off.
So the wind is in whose favor here in this first half? Can you tell, Monty?
First half, it would be Washington's favor, but on a field this wide, you really have to get the ball up in the air to really make a difference. I don't think it's going to affect goal kicks coming out. Here's Reveille trying to maneuver through the middle of the field, and now they play the ball out here wide. This field is wide. There's plenty of space out here. There's a nice turn by Matthews out here from her left back. Physical contact there, and the ball rolls off. It's going to be a Hatchet throw-in. But if you're thinking that a first-year program is a weak program. These girls played with the guys last year, so they're used to the physical contact. So it's a little unusual for a first-year program to be showing this kind of a physical play, but they're doing it. Matthew's trying to find somebody at midfield, can't quite do it, and the ball rolls back into Revee territory, but it is cleared out for a Hatchet throw-in. Hatchets use a flat back four, which means there's no sweeper. They play across the back four backs. Here's the ball into the box area. Matilda Hansen trying to find someone on this near side. Revelario trying to find space on the outside. Can't quite do it.
So far, Washington in control, but as we see in most soccer games, the first half and the first several minutes, it's each team sizing each other up here, and no real threat on action yet.
As Mary Barnard sends a long searching ball into the box area, it's cleared out. I won't say that's a panic, but it's she wasn't looking for anybody out here on the wing, so she just cleared it out. Revelario with a quick throw back in. Hansen holding the ball one-on-one, tries to make a turn now, and as we stated...
You can hear that breeze in the background.
Comments with Coach Chapman before the game. Matilda Hansen, exchange student from Denmark, is the real deal. She is a powerfully built player. She likes physical contact, but she's got the wheels to really motor. And right now they have her playing up this left side. Ball rolls off. It's going to be the first goal kick of the afternoon.
She was out with injury there the last game we broadcast for the girls. And, boy, we felt her absence, and it's good to have her back in the lineup.
She's one of those girl athletes that likes contact, and she does. She dishes it out, but she can take it too. Till the ball's still down here on the left side.
This Revee team is knee-house laden. Four knee-houses on this squad. Five, Todd Lancaster tells me.
There's a long throw in, the ball bouncing down here deep in the left corner.
That knee-house family, very athletic on all sports when it comes to Vincennes Revee.
Washington with the first corner of the afternoon. Of course, you might ask, why do we all get excited on corner kicks? Well, it's an opportunity to serve the ball directly in front of the goal mound. You actually have a set play or two to work on, and it's a great opportunity. Here's a low driver. What bounces once, it's loose in the box, comes rolling back out to Dan. There's a one-toucher, and that was far side. It looked like
Callie Gray.
The one-touch, put it over the crossbar, but she was open.
Back.
She was open.
That's okay. Shake it off, Callie. Good effort. Nice attempt there by the Hatchets on the what started as a corner. The corner on this near side to us, Monty, is going to be a tough one as you're kicking against the wind. It's going to be hard to get very much distance on that ball from this near corner to from our vantage point.
Indeed. You want to try to score early and hope that wind dies down. That's my philosophy anyway. Hatchet throw. Peering around the corner here. Ball's headed back out, and it's going to be another Hatchet corner. That's the second of the afternoon. And again, corners are special things because you can run set plays off of them. You can put a number of people down in the box area, and you're never quite sure where that ball's going to end up. Here's a service. It's short. Revelario drops the ball back. Ball's kind of squibbed on the edge of the box, but there's a call. Looked like an offside call. Perhaps at halftime we'll get into the new interpretation of the offside play. I've read it at least 15 times, and I still can't make heads or tails out of it. I can only imagine the linesman trying to figure that out during the course of play. Here's Manny Dant working down here in the left corner. Again, Revee sends the ball out of bounds, another Hatchet throw. It's quickly put back into play. Hansen trying to turn the corner. She finally brings the ball back and sends the ball into the corner. It's misplayed, but goalkeeper's out to pick it off the one hop. And I believe that is a Niehaus back in the goal. Molly Niehaus, only a sophomore, punts the ball out of bounds. It'll be another Revee throw.
Ball so far all on the Hatchet scoring end. Vincennes Revee has not threatened so far in the opening minutes. About 6 minutes gone in this first half. We're still scoreless on the A&R Home Center scoreboard here at the Sullivan Sectional Championships in girls high school soccer.
Ball finally gets out of that shell that was Hatchet's had the Lady Patriots pinned in, but here's Dant or rather Davis laying a ball, beautiful ball up this right side. Looks like Klingel giving chase down in the right corner, and it's another goal kick for Vincennes Reve.
Well, that far side over there just seems like it's forever away from us.
It's got plenty of space, and especially on the girls' side where you have just frankly, you don't have as much speed on the field as you do with males, so it's really a much larger play for the girls' program than it is for the guys. There's a ball by Gray, played back in behind Vax, but it's wide right. Reve runs down. It will be another goal kick. But I think this weather is really playing into these goal kicks. It's really holding them down, and Hatchets just aren't letting them get past midfield much at all. Seven minutes gone in the first half. Goal kick's finally taken. It's far side, making a mile run up that left side. Can't quite do it. Maddie Wildman makes a play, but there's Alexis Williams pounding the ball down deep. And again, it's out of bounds. It's going to be a hatchet throw.
Well, on that far side is the fan section, and they're right up at that sideline, aren't they?
Yeah, and even as far away as we are, you can hear the fans getting involved in it already.
Oh, yeah. Both sides.
Here's a ball played into the goal area by the Hatchets, headed down by Patriots. Trying to clear it, can't do it. Revelario now plays the ball inside. Over here to Klingel. There is a touch by Matilda Hansen. The ball running across the left of the goal. Matilda didn't get everything on it that she wanted, and the goalkeeper was able to reach behind her and stop that ball, but it was headed for the goal.
On their goal kicks, they're doing the quick throwouts because I don't think the goalkeeper even wants to attempt to go against this wind. They haven't kicked one yet.
There's Williams with a nice header, but here's the ball played over the top. Williams giving chase. She plays it out wide, but it's going to be a race to it. Maddie Wildman giving chase. There's a cap inside by Reve. She's going to tee it up and fires a shot, and it's right on Durnell. There's a mess right in front of the goal, and the Reve player ran over Durnell.
Wow.
He's just calling a goal kick, but that was a wild play. The ball was kind of bobbled, and both players collided, and the ball did go over the top of the crossbar. But, Durnell got plowed over.
It's a goal kick for Washington, and the first real threat was a real threat from Vincennes Reve there.
It was. Lily tees the ball up now, left foots it out. It's not a particularly deep goal kick, but Reve does try to get a handle on it far side. Again, Reve, Maddie Wildman battling one-on-one out there, and this time Maddie wins the ball, but she knocks it off the corner, but it's going to be a corner kick. First of the afternoon for the Patriots.
Today's game brought to you by the End Zone Sporting Goods and Embroidery, screen printing. They can do it all. The End Zone, 308 East National Highway in Washington. Myers LP Gas, proud to sponsor Hatchet Soccer in the championship today. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington.
It's a low driver, one hopper right in the box area. It's still down in deep, but the ball is off the line. It will be another, apparently the Hatchets, they are finally calling it a goal kick. A little confusion down there.
Today's game also brought to you by the Kingpin Bowling Center. You got to try that Iceland fish sandwich at the Kingpin Bowling Center. It's stacked about yay high. Great sandwich. They've got pizza, Stroms, hot ham and cheese. Lots of great items for you in the Kingpin snack bar and bowling too. The Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington.
Here's the kick. And again, it's just outside the box. There's a quick shot. The ball is squirting into Lily Durnell's hands, but that ball was a slow dribbler. And number 14 on the Patriots giving chase.
She's the one that is their leader. There's no doubt about it.
Grace Wagner. I think their leading scorer is number 7, Katie Niehaus, but we haven't seen a whole lot. But yes,
it was Niehaus. You're right. Both of them are threats.
By the way, the Patriots' record is 11-2-3, which is very impressive for a first-year program. They are in 1A, so they're a smaller school of 1A, which makes it even more impressive.
Not to mention they knocked off number 18 Sullivan to make it to this point.
Oh, there's a ball squirting into the keeper came out, made a play on it, went over her head, but it was cleared off the line by Patriots' back. I think Hansen or Klingel, I couldn't get a handle on that number, was down there making a play for it also.
Marissa Healy checking in now for the Hatchets, replacing Maddie Dant with 29 minutes to play in the first half. We are scoreless in this sectional championship on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. From Sullivan, I'm Dwayne Shake and Monty Critchlow. Revay and Washington battling
it out.
It's
a short corner. The ball's loose on the front of the goal. It's cleared out finally by Patriot backs, but once again, that mayhem is what you want down the goal area. Again, the ball is still down the area. Here's a ball trying to be crossed. Oh. And there's Callie Gray nails the right post. It's off the...
Another one that almost went through. Hatchett's got to utilize this win to their advantage right now. This goal is dangerous for Vincent Revay in this first half. It's but the Hatchets have got to punch one through, Monty. That is all there is to it.
Yes, they do.
And they're facing this.
They don't
want
to waste
half.
this win they have. It seems to be working very well for them. It's only their fourth shot, but it was a very interesting shot.
Right off the goalpost and hard off the goalpost, too. Coach John Anderson for Vincent Revay, very vocal coach here on the sideline, shouting out instructions, but he has done a nice job with this first-year program.
He really has, and I'll tell you what, coming up against a program as storied as the Hatchets, you might think they might be a little intimidated. Well, guess what? They don't look like it.
Not at all.
They're battling just as hard as they always probably have through the year, and that builds a lot of confidence. And here's a run up the left side. Ball's played into the middle of the field. As Niehaus plays the ball to the Patriots, splits some defenders. Here's a ball played through. It's going to be a rush. Wagner racing for the ball, and Todd Lancaster for the Times-Herald handed me a note that said that Wagner is an all-around athlete. Been in the state golf tournament 2 years, state track and hurdles 2 years, and was the best basketball player in the area. So this is an all-around athlete.
On defense there, I want to credit Matthews. She did a nice job stopping that last Revay run down here, Monty. It was one-on-one, and she won that battle.
Once again, the Patriots are probing these balls, trying to find holes and gaps in Lady Hatchett defense. And that comes from good coaching. That's what they want to do, split those backs. Here's another run up the left side. This is Niehaus breaking through on the left side, nearing the goal area. She drives it in. She left-foots it, but it's over the top of the goal. It's going to be a goal kick coming out.
Today's game brought to you by The Prescription Shop, your hometown good neighbor pharmacy. The Prescription Shop is located on State Street in Washington. Freddie Energy, proud to sponsor today's sectional championship. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. And the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, with Donaldson's your number one.
Only Durnell left foots it off the foot of Matthews, rolling out. It's going to be a Revay throw-in. Early going was in the favor of the Hatchets. We're down to the 14 minutes deep into the first half, but these last 3 or 4 minutes have definitely been balls that Revay has had down in the Hatchett goal area. Be another throw-in for Revay. They quickly put it in. It's a battle down here. Hanson giving chase. She wins the throw and gives it up for Matthews.
One thing Coach Anderson told his players, I heard him shouting it over here on the sidelines, don't let that ball get over your head with this wind. That could be a dangerous play for the Hatchets, and that's why I keep stressing Washington has got to utilize this wind to their advantage in this first half.
Well, you have a burner in Healy up top, so she hasn't had a ball yet that she can come through and play. There's a ball changed fields by the Patriots. They swing it over the left side, and once again, Niehaus working her magic, turns a corner on Wildman. She's coming in. She gets a little help from the inside from Williams, but the ball rolls off. It's going to be a goal kick. I tell you, that speed, she's showing us just a little bit of it, and you kind of see why she's their leading scorer. She knows how to turn the corner down there.
And here's another note about Wagner. You talked about her earlier with Revay. She's only a sophomore, so she's been to state golf 2 years as a freshman and sophomore. Unbelievable athlete for Vincent Revay with 2 more years to go.
She also plays volleyball, I understand. Wow. Oh, here's a ball over the top now. It's a serve to the middle. The goalkeeper's going to come up with easily. But that's an open opportunity that the Hatchets, had they played that ball a little tighter, might have had a scoring chance.
Once again, just a throw in for Revay's goalkeeper. She's not even attempting to kick against this wind.
There's Gray, wins the ball, tries to serve it. Over to Hanson. Hanson wins the ball. Now she caps the ball and gets decked, and there's a foul. First foul in the Patriots of the afternoon.
Today's game brought to you by Davies Community Hospital, serving our health care needs for over 100 years. And by Bill Dobson Ford. Find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal at Bill Dobson Ford.
This ball is about 40, nearly 40 yards off the left post, straight out. The hatchet's line, the top of the box, and even inside. Maddie Wildman now serves the ball right at the keeper, and she is steady on. Caught it like can't think of a NFL receiver right now. But
You're too into this game, Money.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
It's okay. We'll look past you right now.
Here's Hansen now winning the ball down this left side. Caps it, trying to work through two players. It's a boy, I tell you, it's physical down in there, and the referee Hansen's likes tough. It, I guess, because he's letting it go. But both players had their hands on each other and just pushing and shoving. So no harm, no foul, I guess.
Hansen is tough, isn't she?
She is.
Man. We have 23 minutes left to play in this first half. Still scoreless if you're just joining us in the girls' soccer sectional championship at Sullivan. Vincennes Reveille and the Washington Lady Hatchets playing for the title here in 1A girls' soccer.
There's Wagner with those long legs pushing the ball up the right side. Now she caps the ball inside of Barnard. She's pushing it into the box area. Finally, it's Matthews comes over to knock the ball out of bounds. It's going to be a Patriot throw. We're down to the 22:56 mark of the first half. Here's several subs coming in for the Patriots.
Caroline Herman, a freshman, checking in. Kennedy Johnson, also a freshman, now in the lineup for Reveille. Replacing Maddie Halter and 17. I didn't get a name for number 17.
Ball cleared on the roster. Oh, there's an arm ball. Oh, mercy. I guess they missed that one, but that was definitely an arm. No, we didn't. Here's Healy trying to make a play. Made a Revolario settling the ball at midfield. And drops the ball back here to Matthews. Matthews plays the ball to midfield up here to Callie Gray. Gray looking, plays the ball inside, but can't quite connect with Caitlin Klingle. Barnard with the one touch back to midfield. Gray trying to settle the ball down. Now she plays it up here, but can't quite get through. And the ball rolls all the way back to Alexis Williams, who left foots it out of bounds. It's going to be a throw in near midfield. Here's the throw.
Here, Coach Chapman here on the sidelines now getting vocal, trying to get some instruction to his team.
Fouling the Lady Hatchets.
I like that the actual benches are on the same side as the press box here today, so we can hear the coaches and see the substitutions right below us.
Well, we hear as much as we want to hear, right? There's Emily Matthews stepping up, making a nice ball, winning that ball, plays the ball all the way into the attacking third of Reveille, but it can't quite connect with Healy. And there's Gray again pounding the ball, trying to find a hole in the backs. Can't do it. Gray with another header. She's really been playing well here at midfield.
Yes, she
does find Hansen now. And Hansen lays that ball up in there looking for Davis. Davis cuts the ball back.
Ah.
It's picked off by Patriots, but it's back on Davis' foot. And now she left foots it a high floater into the goal area. Healy trying to give chase. Can't gain control, and the Patriots come back out on the counter. Is Davis giving Hunt?
Oh,
well,
wow.
Davis really laid a shoulder into the Vincennes girl, and
it's going to be
a little
Davis.
Too much.
Yep.
Foul on Washington.
Today's game brought to you by A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store, by the Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer in downtown Washington, and by McDonald's Restaurant, the Golden Arches. Start a career today with the Washington McDonald's. Apply at the store.
There's a ball that Alexis Williams cleared back to midfield, but right now the Lady Patriots have more players at midfield. There's Revolario stepping up, making a nice header, but it's kind of like the opening minutes of a soccer match at midfield where neither side is really settling it down, making their passes. They're just kind of going at each other very hard, and the result is not much continuity on passes.
Sub checking in now for Washington. That is number 9 for the Hatchets, Lindsay Moody. Oh. And number 9 for Reveille also checking in. And that is Rachel Black. Rachel Black will replace Hadley Faith for the Patriots. So the clock continues to run. 19 minutes remaining in this first half. It's been action-packed. A lot of movement at midfield, but no goals yet for either team.
But both sides had some extremely close, I guess you could say, encounters with the goal. There's, I remember Gray's wide open one touch that went over the top, and then the collision down here with Lily Durnell and Wagner, and that ball went over the top of the bar also.
Maddie Holter and Olivia Vantlin in now for Reveille. As Coach Anderson goes to his bench once again, Lauren Lane will take a break, and Tia Tolbert will also get a breather.
Patriots working the ball in traffic really quite well. They play the ball up the left side. It can't quite connect with Niehaus out on the left, but that's indicative of what they want to do. They've got the right game plan.
This Reveille team is the real deal, folks. They are an excellent ball club.
There's a battle down there. Callie Gray giving a one-on-one battle. Can't tell who the Patriot is, but, I mean, it is
wow.
A physical banging fair, and the referees are letting them play. It's even play.
Yep. And I don't mind that. I thought, I mean, they were both battling for the ball. It wasn't getting intentional by any means. They were fighting for the ball. And he's right there on top of it. If he sees something he doesn't like, he will stop it. But he hasn't yet.
Yeah, and even if this is 1A soccer, the deeper you get in a tournament, you'll find these referees are usually referees that have not only refereed high school games, they also have done college games. And they like the contact. I mean, that's what soccer is. Here's the Hatchets now trying to work the ball in traffic. Healy's on the ball. She turns and trying to find a open space between those backs. Can't do it, but loses the ball again. And Healy is all over the place giving pressure. There's a quick ball into the middle, headed out by the Patriots. Gray on the ball. Now she chips the ball over the top. It's Hansen running. She'll get to it first on the left side, moving out. Now she drops the ball right here to
Revolario.
Revolario, she fires a shot, but it's knocked down. But again, we keep moving that ball around. We're going to get us an opportunity here.
Just not able to punch it through yet.
Again, the ball is just really reckless play. There's several look like hands on the ball, but nothing was called. Matilda with the ball, trying to find Caitlin Klingel at the top of the box. But
Moody.
Lindsay Moody now regained the ball down in the right corner, drops the ball back to Gray. Callie makes a nice turn, flips ball here to Revolario just outside the box. Nada tries to fire. It's blocked. Now she plays the ball through a gap, but no one is there reading that play, and it rolls off for a goal kick.
A lot of action right there. Again, opportunities are there. Not able to punch it through yet.
Nada is she's kind of the setup player. She doesn't get forward to get a lot of shots, but she sure sets a lot of players up, and that was just indicative. Her last three touches were designed to try to get the ball through and behind the backs of Patriots to shake somebody loose inside the goal area. Throw in far side, Patriots. Time melts away, 16-4, and if you just tuned in, there is no score. There have been some close encounters from both sides, but nothing yet. We are in the sectional final here at Sullivan. Beautiful day, I might add.
It's game one of two in our sectional championship Saturday tonight. The boys' final at the Sports Complex. Washington faces Pike Central. We'll have that one for you this evening. But we would love to have a girls' sectional trophy back at Washington before we get to that one tonight.
Ball played here. Hatchett settling the ball down here very nicely. Now the ball's banged long. It's headed straight up in the air just outside the goal area of Vincennes Reveille. Melissa Healy giving battle. Gray down there. Revolario. Now she fires it. A ball, again, trying to penetrate that iron curtain, but can't do it. And once again, the ball is back and forth. And there's a wild ball over the top by Gray, Callie Gray, and the ball rolls off for a goal kick.
Caitlin Davis, Maddie Dant coming back in. They're going to give Hansen a break and Healy a break. Nope. Healy's staying in. Oh, nope. Yep. Healy gets a break. So we do have under 15 minutes to play now in this first half and still scoreless with Washington and Sullivan. Or excuse me, Washington and Vincennes Reveille at Sullivan.
You can kind of see what Coach Chapman is trying to do here. He's just going to wear them down. He's replaced two speedsters with two more. It's going to keep coming at their goal until we finally get a break. Revolario playing the ball over the top. It's loose right on the arc area of the Patriots' goal. Maddie Wildman now playing a ball at midfield. Mary Barnard, but here comes number 12 for the Lady Patriots, Tia Talbert, and she pushes the ball up that left side, still has it, drops the ball back over. Hatchet defenders scrambling back to cover the goal, and here's a counter now by Callie Gray. Can't quite get it over the top, but Nada now plays the ball inside here to Davis. Davis chips the ball over to the right corner looking for Lindsay Moody, but it's too far. Ball rolls off. Me a goal kick coming out.
Today's game brought to you by McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington, and the Gale Funeral Home, serving our area since 1872.
There was a goal kick mistake. It just cleared the box area, which it has to do when Klingel stepped forward and tried to intercept it, but the ball's knocked out, and back come the Patriots. The game is opening up just a little bit, and here's a foul, I believe. The referee has blown his whistle. It's going to come back to midfield. I'm not sure what he saw. Maybe the ball just rolled out of bounds. Hatchett put the ball back into play. There's a nice steal by Lindsay Moody, and now she plays the ball up here looking for Davis. Can't get it over the top. The ball goes back and forth. Mary Barnard takes the time. Here's Revolario with a little space here working it in. Now she tries to get the ball through, but can't do it.
And that is, you called it an iron wall. That is exactly what it is, Monty.
Nada with the ball. She left foots it over here, right over here to Klingel. Klingel left foots it into the back of the net. She found that right corner, finally.
Yep. Count it. And that is just what the doctor ordered. They've been knocking at the door and finally punch it through at the 12:32 mark in the first half on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington's Lady Hatchets draw first blood, leading 1-0 here in the girls' soccer sectional championship.
Well, they got a little space here at midfield, and Revolario made a nice play, and she finally found a ball over or through that those backs, the iron curtain, and there she was. She put a left foot on it and found that right corner.
So Reveille restarts it at midfield now, trailing 1-0. A little breathing room for the Hatchets, but I tell you what, that's not enough when you think of the Hatchets playing on this goal with the wind against them in the second half.
Indeed. Indeed. There's the throw far side. It rolls off for a Lady Hatchet throw in. Maddie Wildman will put the ball back into play, and she makes a nice long throw up to midfield.
Today's game brought to you by your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. And by Thompson Insurance in Washington, treating you the way you want to be treated. Thompson Insurance.
Now Hansen is back in the game, and I think Coates wanted to move her to that right side because here she is working up that right side, still holding it down deep in the corner. She makes another turn, and here's the service. It bounces once inside the box. It rolls just past the defender. It's rolling out. It looks like it is Dant trying to make a play. Can't quite do it. And finally, the Patriots clear it back to midfield. And the game's opening up just a little bit. The speed is going to be very important now. But there's Alexis Williams to left foot the ball back to midfield. She does find Callie Gray. Gray holding the ball, makes a nice turn, and now she serves the ball up the right side, trying to connect with Moody, but can't do it.
What can you say about Callie's midfield play, though, in this first half?
It's really been impressive.
It has been.
It's a one-on-one battle. Emily Matthews wins that one and brings the ball back.
And Matthews down here on defense has done a tremendous job, too, in this first half.
Ball up to Dant. She does find Dant, but Dant gets the ball stolen. And here's the Patriots now countering in the Hatchet, attacking, defending third. She plays the ball over in the left side. Now drops the ball back, and they mishit that ball. So it's still it's a 50-50 ball out there wide. Maddie Dant knocks it out. I'm sorry, Maddie Wildman, and it will be a Patriot throw. We're approaching the 10-minute mark of the first half. Lady Hatchets lead 1-0, courtesy of a Caitlin Klingel left-footer into the right side of the net. Here's a long ball brought up. Thought it was going to get a little deeper in the box area by the Patriots. Not so. It's a 1-on-1 battle out here with Matthews, and she knocks the ball out. It's going to be a Patriot throw again.
Really good crowd on hand here at Sullivan for the sectional championship today on both sides.
Ball down deep in the corner. It's knocked out. It's going to be another Patriot throw. A don't think the wind's calmed down all that much. It's still blowing through this box a little bit. Here's the service. It's inside the box, but there's Gray with a nice pickoff. One foots it out near midfield. Caitlin Davis now motoring through midfield.
Look at that speed.
And there she is. She serves the ball up through here, and Danton's giving chase. So is the back for the Patriots. The ball is pushed out wide right, but it's going to end up a corner kick for Washington. And that is only our fourth. That's only our third corner of the afternoon. So hopefully we can get us a little bit more of a cushion here with 9:17 left in this first half. Hatchett's going to be sending four players into the goal area. Two Hatchett's out on the corner. Could be a short corner because this field is so wide you have to adapt to it. And, yes, it is a short corner. Now, Nada tried to send the ball back into the goal area, but it was knocked down by a defender. Throw in Washington. Now, the ball's been put into play, and it's bouncing down here loose, finally kicked near midfield. Emily Matthews making a nice touch, and she tries to change the direction of the ball. Can't quite do it, get enough leather on it, so here comes Reve. And now they play the ball over the top, looking for Wagner. They do find her out here in this right corner. Wagner trying to turn on Matthews. Matthew giving chase. She does turn inside. And now she sends the ball in. She takes a tumble, and the referee has blown a foul. No, he's stopped play. He's running to her. Wagner is still on the ground. She took a clipping from Matthews, but he's conferring with his linesman. I can't see the linesman from this area, but he's called a foul just on the edge of the box, which is what any good referee does when he's not sure if it was in or out of the box. So it looks like it's going to be a Reve kick right on the edge of the box, about 4 yards off the goal line, right on the edge to the right.
Wagner is up, and we'll stay in the game.
Looks like a short. I mean, it's really a short corner kick. The referee backs him up 10.
Dangerous ball here.
Oh, yeah. Referee marches the hatchet wall back to the 10-yard mark. Lady Patriots are putting four players in the box area. Here's the chip. It's far side, but it goes completely over the top and is rolling toward the far line. There's Alexis Williams races up and does fine now.
Oh! Henson lost her footing there and fell.
Yeah, she's trying to make a quick turn. It's like a receiver trying to turn and run before he catches a ball. Throw in far side. Maddie Wildman makes that long throw.
7 minutes left to play. 1-0 Washington leading here in the first half of the girls' soccer sectional championship against Vincennes Reve.
Here's Dant giving battle down here, but Patriots win that one. Now they try to, but ball is just seems like it
don't go
catches
anywhere.
A wind and
this
it just stands still.
This is what concerns me is Washington will battle that in the second half.
There's a throw in for Washington right under
it. It just stops it in midair right now.
Well, what you have to do is play the ball short, then you keep it on the ground. You don't put it up in the air. Here's Davis. She turned and fired and hit a player in the hand, and everybody in the place yelled handball, so the referee calls it. And it will be a Lady Hatchett free kick about 20 yards inside their attacking half. Caitlin Davis will tee it up. Hatchett sent five into the goal area. With the wind behind her back, if she hits a floater, that ball is going to be right into scoring territory immediately. Here's the kick. She hits it off the face of the goal, and it rolls off for a goal kick. 5:47 left the first half. Lady Hatchett's up 1-0.
Natalie Niehaus, one of the seniors for Reve, back into the lineup now, replacing Kennedy Johnson. Kennedy Johnson, a freshman, the daughter of Brandon Johnson from Washington. So he was here wearing purple today.
Mary Barnard steps up, makes a play on the ball. The ball's still down there. Hanson now has the ball right at the edge of the box. She tries to play the ball through, looking for Moody running wide right. Can't connect. Matilda now runs the ball
speed.
Down.
She has some tremendous speed. Deceptive.
Explosive. There's the throw. Bouncing down in here near the goal line. Looks like Davis got a foot on it, but not enough to make anything happen. So it rolls off, and it's going to be another hatchet throw in far side. We're under 5 minutes now. Matty Wildman throws the ball down to Lindsey Moody, who will make the throw. Lindsey puts the ball in play. Matilda flicks the ball, takes the decking, but it rolls off for a goal kick.
Halftime show coming up, presented by the Goodwin Funeral Home. Goodwin Funeral Home. Chris Severs and John Baldwin back together again at the Goodwin Funeral Home. Sterling & Company, professional corporation in downtown Washington, also one of your soccer sectional championship sponsors today. And Jones & Sons Concrete. Jones & Sons Concrete in Washington and throughout southern Indiana. Proud to support our area athletes.
Here's the ball played, trying to find Nada Revolario. Can't do it. But the ball is still loose and being batted around. It's just back and forth down in the goal area of Patriots. But here the Patriots are counterattacking here, playing the ball into the middle. They've got a little room, but there's, again, Alexis Williams to clean the mess up. And she tries to find Moody, which she does, at near midfield. Now Lindsay plays the ball long left, but doesn't connect. Oh, there's Caitlin Dent steps up. It's a race for the ball. Now she caps the ball inside, right at the edge of the box, fires the ball across.
Nobody there.
Nobody there.
Coach Chapman not real happy with that chain of events there. A little miscommunication as we'll see Caitlin Klingel come in now, replacing Maddie Dant with 3 minutes left to go in the first half. Washington holding on to a 1-0 lead here in the Sullivan Sectional Championships.
I think what Coach was upset about is she had a little more time to measure her ball, or at least carry it even into the box further, and she chose to send it early, trying to find Matilda Hanson. There's another foul on the Patriots. Not a whole lot of fouls called, but nonetheless, that was effective. We're under 3 minutes now, and if we're going to take advantage of this win, we need to come up with something else here in these last few minutes of this first half. Maddie Wildman sends the ball down near and out, squirts into the goal area. Goalkeeper out and sweeps the ball up. No one there to connect on the end of it. Goalkeeper again will not punt the ball.
No.
But she does choose to throw the ball up high, which is kind of interesting. But here's the hatch is still pounding on the door. There's Klingel. She already has one goal. Patriots trying to work the ball out. There's Wagner with the one touch. Got the ball over to Niehaus. Niehaus racing up that left side. Mary Barnard giving pursuit. It's a race down in the corner. Now she caps the ball back inside and sends the ball right into the penalty area. It's open shot, but the ball is sent a mile high, but it was off a defender's foot. It's going to be a corner kick for Vincent Gervais with a minute 45 left in this first half. That was a little exciting.
Yeah, it was. Reve hasn't had a lot of opportunities, but the opportunities they get down here make you nervous.
Scary good.
Now Reve running a little time here.
Well, yeah, they are.
A minute 20 left. Switching out who takes the corner. That's on the far side. So the wind will
push the ball away from the goal. It's a low driver. It's skipping, but
no good.
I think that was Mary Barnard stepped up and pounds it near midfield. Matilda Hansen trying to make a turn. And loses the ball. Patriots throw in. There's Caitlin Davis. Now she wins the ball and sends the ball up here long. The ball gets behind the backs, but the goalkeeper is out. Niehaus is out and scoops the ball up. I guess if you say Niehaus, you're going to be about half right, right? You got a 50-50 chance of being right.
There are a lot of Niehauses on this Reve team. 5, as a matter of fact.
Barnard with collision at midfield.
Goalkeeper is Molly Niehaus, and she's done a nice job back there. She's been pretty busy.
Only a sophomore. Throw in by Emily Matthews. 27 seconds left in the first half. Lindsey Moody plays the ball inside to Nada Revolario. Now Nada trying to make a play. It's a one-touch through by Callie Gray. Squirts the ball over here on the right side. Here's Matilda Hanson making a run, but gets the ball stolen and knocked back to midfield.
Final seconds ticking away, and that's going to do it for this first half here at Sullivan in the Girls Soccer Sectional Championship of Class 1A.
took too long. They had a little bit of a run going, but they took too long to develop it. So we're at halftime.
Lady Hatchets take a break with a 1-0 lead. Coach Anderson clapping his hands, cheering for his team. He likes the first half from his Vincent's Reveille Lady Patriots. 1-0 in favor of the Hatchets on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. With one half to go, 40 minutes of soccer remaining. We need a 3-minute timeout. We'll come back with more from Sullivan right after this on your Voice of the Hatchets, WAMW.
Whatever happened to personal service? Contrary to popular belief, it does still exist. Personal service is still how Thompson Insurance does business. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. We're your local supplier of diesel exhaust fluid, which has been used since 2010 in diesel vehicles equipped with selective catalytic reduction technology to decrease exhaust emissions. Diesel exhaust fluid is a safe, stable, non-toxic fluid sold by Freddy Energy in bulk, totes, drums, and smaller containers. We can also supply pumps and valves for handling convenience. For more information, please give us a call at 254-3671.
Freddy Energy, fueling your everyday life. In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they passed their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith. Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Daviess County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance, call 254-4668.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
This is Alyssa from Build Ops and Ford, and we are proud to announce the grand opening of our detail and graphics shop. We offer detailing, paint reconditioning, odor bomb, and scratch removal, and headlight restoration. We also offer custom graphics, pinstriping, window tinting, plus a whole lot more. Stop by Build Ops and Ford in downtown Washington and check out our new detail and graphics shop, or call 812-254-1379.
Build Opson, your bottom line dealer.
At Goodwin Funeral Home, you are family. They treat your family like theirs with dignity, compassion, and respect. You are not a number or a transaction at Goodwin. They treat every service as a fitting tribute and lasting memorial of a special person. Chris Sievers, John Baldwin, and the Goodwin family consider your family their number one priority. Call 812-882-5900 and learn about their services. Goodwin Funeral Home, family serving friends.
The Voice of the Hatchets.
Halftime show presented by the Goodwin Funeral Home. Chris Sievers and John Baldwin back together again. The Goodwin Funeral Home putting your family first. At the halftime break, the Washington Lady Hatchets have the lead on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. 1-0 in favor of the Hatchets, but 40 minutes of soccer left. And Monty Critchell, the Hatchets play with the wind not on their side for this second half. I would have liked to have seen just one more goal at least for a little insurance. I like to throw out that insurance reference whenever I can.
Well, sometimes the wind at your back is a disadvantage because the ball carries, and sometimes your measured passes just carry too far, and we saw that repeatedly going to the goalkeeper or running off the goal line. The remedy to that, I think, and what they're going to have to do whether they're going against the wind or not, the midfield has got to shorten their passes up. Right now they're releasing them long and they're trying to find people. There are no gaps because they got four and five players
back there. They got a wall back there. They've done a nice job defending the Hatchets' attack.
So you've got to carry the ball closer to them and make them step out and open some space. Then you can find some combinations. But until then, they're playing, for their program, they're playing it exactly the way they need to. And they've gotten several opportunities down. They're ugly-looking encounters, but the ball's been loose down there in the goal area that they could have converted to goals.
Yeah, Hatchets have the advantage 1-0, but Reveille you got to think is right where they like being right now is the second half is about 5 minutes away.
Yeah, and you got to keep pinching yourself. This is a first-year program composed mainly with two seniors, a sprinkling of juniors, mostly freshmen and sophomores, and, you know, they're looking pretty good.
They really are. It's been a fine first half. It's been an exciting first half. Lots of action, lots of wind, quick ball movement. Is that Bermuda grass that Monty mentioned in the first half? A wide field and a lot of soccer left. I think that sums up the first half, wouldn't you say?
I concur, Doctor.
On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, 1-0 in favor of the Lady Hatchets with second half action coming up next. We'll be back with more after this 3-minute timeout on WAMW.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Big news from the Kingpin Bowling Center in Washington. Join them every Sunday for Sunday Fun Day during the football season at the bowling alley. Watch the games on the TVs and grab your favorite drink from Booze Lounge. Order up the Kingpin Bowling Center's famous pizza and wings. The snack bar also includes great sandwiches like the breaded tenderloin, Strom, hot ham and cheese, and much more. The Kingpin Bowling Center opens at noon for the big games each Sunday. Don't miss Sunday Fun Day at the Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington.
I'm Andy Arvin, owner of Ed Lee Mortuary. Caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan at Ed Lee Mortuary. It's our mission and our greatest priority. When you are ready to plan your or your loved one's final life celebration, call or visit Ed Lee Mortuary and allow me to inform you of your options. Ed Lee Mortuary, your locally owned and operated funeral home since 1929.
Hi, this is Clara Myers from Myers LP Gas in Washington. Propane offers many advantages to natural heat. It is a perfect choice for your home or business. Propane is used for everything from cooking ranges and clothes dryers to fireplaces and pool heaters. The best part, it will save you money. Call Myers LP Gas in Washington to fill your tanks and be ready for the upcoming season. 254-6809, Myers LP Gas. It warms our hearts to warm your home.
Are you ready for some football? The End Zone in Washington is with all your favorite team apparel for all the area high school teams. From t-shirts to hoodies, sweatshirts, and more in all colors and sizes. Highlight your favorite team and player with a personalized t-shirt or sweatshirt at the End Zone in Washington. Specializing in screen printing and embroidery with the latest print technology. Did you know the End Zone can even take care of the end of the year trophies too? Stop by at 308 East National Highway in Washington or call 254-1895.
You love McDonald's all-day breakfast.
Yes.
But you don't love that you can't get all your favorites all day.
No.
But now you're going to love that you can get more all day.
Huh.
Like McGriddles and biscuits and McMuffin sandwiches.
Mmm.
Which means you'll have to find something else to not love.
Okay.
Like broken grocery carts. Or when your smoke alarm battery dies at 3 a.m.
What happened?
Or songs that combine two styles of music that don't go together.
Cowboy.
Get more choices you love now with McDonald's all-day breakfast. McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
The voice of the Hatchets.
All right, here we go with the second half of play in the girls' sectional championship from Sullivan in Class 1A soccer. It's the Washington Lady Hatchets with a 1-0 advantage. The Hatchets will be working left to right on your radio dial for this second half of play with the wind against them. And Vincent Reve will try to use that win to their advantage to get this game tied up and quick-like in this second half of play. Washington will start with the ball to begin this second half. Again, the Hatchets, the home team on the scoreboard in the white, and Reve in the purple, trimmed in gold. The visitors, the winner moves on to the Washington Girls Regional coming up next week.
Actually, the winner of the Gibson Southern match, which will be Gibson Southern or Evansville Modern Day,
will host the regional?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. I was not sure on that, too, so I looked it up, and, yep, it's their turn.
Nonetheless, the winner will move on to regional play, and we certainly hope it's the Lady Hatchets. But standing in the way is the Vincennes Reveille Lady Patriots, who played a tremendous first half and who certainly in their first year with the girls program have made a mark in soccer.
Tremendous crowd on both sides. I mean, for a small school, Reveille's got a really good following here, but the Hatchets also have a great following, and I'm sure these folks are going to be trailing back to Washington tonight to watch the boys go at it at 7 o'clock against Pike Central in their final.
That's right. And we'll have that one for you tonight, too, from the Washington Sports Complex Boys Sectional Championship, Washington and Pike Central, right here on WAMW.
I don't see any changes in the starters right now on the field for Washington. The ball started. We got final 40 here. And just to hopefully we won't come to this, but if it comes to a tie at the end of regulation, it's going to be two full seven-minute overtime periods. And then if they're still tied after that, those 14 minutes, it's going to go into the infamous penalty kick shootout. There's a foul near midfield.
It's a handball called.
Klingel plays the ball wide left to Hansen, and she is working the left side. Now she's steaming into the box area, trying to turn.
Nice.
Still holding the ball. Now it's kicked away, and Vincennes recovers the ball.
That was Niehaus, Katie Niehaus, with that one. Nice defense there by her as Matilda was trying to make a run there.
Yep.
Did a nice job.
Detected a slight limp on Matilda's part. She's been getting, when you hold the ball, you tend to draw a lot of cleats, and I think she probably got one on the back of the leg there. There's a nice ball through by Callie Gray, but it rolls to the goalkeeper. But that's the type of ball, a little closer than it were in the first half. That's the type of ball we knew need. Ball rolls off far side. Reveille throw in. They're working their way up that right side. Again, the field is 75 wide, so there's plenty of space out here, space that the Lady Hatchets are not used to playing on their home field, which is about 13 or 14 yards shorter. Like we're going to have the first sub when
Lauren Boyd is set to check in for Washington.
The ball bouncing down here to Lily Durnell, the one hopper, right to her. Sure-handed grab. She will return the ball on the punt. Doesn't carry real far. Davis has made a play on it, but it rolled off. Caitlin Davis. Be a throw-in for Reveille. Here's Niehaus plays the ball inside, trying to work a combination with number 10 of the Lady Patriots, which is Janine Anderson. Now here's the ball coming into the left side, the right side of the hatchet goal. Barton plays the ball back to midfield, and the ball is sent with a one-hopper down deep. It's a little confusion, but the ball rolls off for a goal kick. 37-minute mark of the second half. The Lady Hatchets continue to cling to that 1-0 lead, but, of course, a 1-0 lead, the way this ball's gone back and forth, it's not been a story of the Hatchets pinning Reveille in their half. Reveille's had plenty of chances to counter, and you got to hold those to a minimum for sure. Durnell looking to, with
Lauren
her
Boyd
left foot.
Checks in now, replacing Callie Gray for the Hatchets.
There's a ball back to the middle. There's Boyd with the left footer, trying to get it out. There's a nice touch by Caitlin. Now she's countering. She's coming at the backs, blows the ball right past
nice.
The one.
Nice.
Now she plays the ball inside. Here is Dant.
Oh, man.
Dant touches the ball wide, and it rolls off for a goal kick. But that was a nice combination
play. I
like
that 1-2 tangent of Dant and Davis on a move like that.
And I'll tell you, as much as that was a smooth play, you can really see that Caitlin Davis is really hampered by that hamstring. Here's the ball down in. It's loose near the goal area. It's loose on the ground. The ball is shot the back of the net, and I don't know who's got it.
It's Dant.
Dant finally was a total confusion. There were players hammering at the ball. The goalkeeper came out, made a play for the ball, missed it, and Maddie Dant
that was
connects
just what the doctor ordered
at
there, Monty.
The 36-10 mark of the second half to put us up 2-0. You're absolutely right, Dwayne. We needed that one bad.
Much needed there. 2-0 now. Hatchets with a little cushion. But still a lot of soccer left, 36 minutes to play in the sectional championship.
But that play, you can really say that combination play up this right side resulted in getting the ball down there and giving us an opportunity. I guess the wind didn't hurt us then, did it?
No, it did not.
All right,
there's
throw
a quick
in.
Shot on goal there by Reve. Nice save by Dernal. That was number 10 with that attempt, Janine Anderson.
Called her name several times. Janine is only a sophomore, so, I mean, say what you will, regardless of how this game ends, this is great experience, and most of these kids are coming back next year. The corner is straight up in the air. It's down in the hatchet goal area. Now it's finally cleared out by Davis with her left foot. Revolario giving chase. And it will be a hatchet throw-in. Ball's put back into play. Vincennes Reve picks it off. Now they play the ball right into the middle. And there's Emily Matthews getting a little shove in the back, but she does clear the ball out. It will be a throw-in for Reve.
2-0, 35 minutes left. Lady Hatchets with the advantage here in the second half of the 1A Girls Soccer Sectional Championship.
Ball put down in the corner on the throw-in. Reve capping the ball, pushing the ball in. Now that is number 7 for Reve, which is Katie Niehaus. That's her leading scorer. Now there's a foul just outside the box area. It's going to be a free kick for Vincennes Reve.
Dangerous
great
ball.
Scoring opportunity.
Very dangerous ball here.
Lady Hatchet's put a three-person wall. The referee is marching them back just a little bit. It is just near the top of the box, just outside the left side. And here's the kick. Niehaus sends the ball across the face of the goal mouth. It's headed straight up in the air. And now it's still loose, and it looks like Dernal has called for it, and she harmlessly scoops the ball.
Nice job by Washington defending that threat there. It was all white around the goal, helping out their goalkeeper, Dernal.
Lily puts the ball back in play with the punt. Bounces once, and now it's into Reve territory. It's a nice touch by Dant. Dant plays the ball back to Revolario. Revolario to Caitlin Davis out here, and Davis kind of playing a little cat and mouse. Down this. Now she makes a play. She bursts past one, cuts around another. She's got a cross. It's a ball right on the penalty spot. Klingel makes a play, can't do it. Hansen fires a half shot, can't do it. Knocked down by a. And now Revolario plays the ball over here to Dant, but Dant is. I'm sorry, Caitlin Davis. Caitlin Davis is just not herself. I don't know if that aggravated hamstring is acting up, but she just isn't moving at her normal pace, and I believe she's going to get spelled right here by Melissa Healy. We got Moody and Healy ready to make their entrance. Once again, Coach Chapman is using the speedy forwards to try to work the backs to death, I think. There's Dant on the ball, trying to make a play. Nice defensive play by the Patriots' Maddie Halter, only a freshman. And now Maddie plays the ball up this left side looking for Niehaus. It's a race to the ball. Alexis Williams down here. It's a one-on-one battle. Williams wins it. Can't quite clear it. Patriots have it now, and it's going to be a throw-in for the Patriots down deep into Hatchet territory. 32-33 left. Lady Hatchet's up 2-0. And once again, another throw for the Patriots. Ball's put into play. Niehaus pushing the ball lateral. Now she fires, looking to the right side here, looking for Abby Niehaus. Can't quite connect, though. The ball runs off, and it's going to be a goal kick for the Hatchets, and here come the subs.
Caroline Herman checking in now for Vincennes Reve. Washington leading 2-0, and you see Reve starting to step back a little bit. I think that second goal really took some wind out of the sails of the Patriots. As Monty said, Healy checks in now for Washington, and also Moody into the lineup now.
Reve trying to work some short combinations to the middle of the field. They still retain the throw-in, but both sides look to be slowing down just a little bit. Physically, they've been going at each other very hard. Referees allowed a lot of contact. and it does wear on you. Here's the battle with Nato Revolario. Nato makes a nice job of winning that ball. Here's the ball on the foot of Callie Gray, I believe. No, Lauren Boyd. Now Healy working this ball out here on the right side against three defenders. And finally, the ball is played out here wide, out of bounds. It's going to be a throw-in. Dant will make the throw. Puts the ball in here to Revolario. And now Nato finds Melissa Healy open near the box edge. She's trying to find Klingel. And here's a shot by Boyd that's high, wide, and right. Be a goal kick coming out. If nothing else, it seems like that wind is a little wilder than it was even in the first half. Here's a goal kick coming out. Skips to the midfield. Settled down by Mary Barnard. Mary finds Healy here near the top of the box area. Tries to play the ball around the right side. It is Dant. Now Dant brings the ball back, but the goalkeeper is right on it. Scoops it up. Races to the edge of the box and puts the ball back in play. Again, finally off her foot. And she's got a decent foot because there it goes, back bouncing into Hatchet territory. Alexis Williams with the one-timer. It's a collision at midfield. Emily Matthews, her usual all-out play, and the ball's kicked out of bounds. But it is going to be a Lady Hatchet throw-in right at midfield.
Football fans, Notre Dame and North Carolina State are tied at 3-3 with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. So a low-scoring affair there. Notre Dame and North Carolina State tied 3-3.
Healy turns, chips the ball. She's looking for Dant. Over this right side, can't get it over the top. But Dant is giving pursuit.
Heavy rain at that Notre Dame game. Can't even see the players on the field if you're watching it on TV, they tell me.
Here's a ball played right up the middle. Alexis Williams trying to clear it. Can't do it. Niehaus recovers just outside the arc. She's racing laterally across the goal. But there is Williams, I think, to clean the mess up, leading the charge, exhorting her teammates to step up. And they respond. Hatchet throw far side. 2-0 lead by Washington. We're approaching 28-minute mark left in this game. But 2-0, as the old soccer pundits say, is the most dangerous lead you can have. One goal will instantly change the momentum. And especially at high school level, you can find a big surge of emotion with one goal in the back of the net. Going to be a goal kick coming out. Not a particularly long kick. It bounces right here in the middle of the Patriot defending half and rolls off for, it looks like, a Patriot throw. Ball's put back into play on the throw. Hatchet's trying to work it through traffic. They've got a little more space now. Ball's played wide here to Nada Revolario. Nada trying to turn the corner, but there is... Oh, here's the ball in behind Wildman now, and Vincennes making a run at the goal. It's Niehaus down into the goal area. She's going to left foot it.
Oh,
but
nice
it's closed
play.
Down by Williams in her typical
nice play.
Aggressive play, and she gets her cleats on the ball, smothers the shot, but it rolls off for a corner kick. 27:44 left in this game. Hatchet's up 2-0, but... Patriots coming back. See if they can counter here. Sending a few more numbers in the goal area. The ball is headed out. It's outside the goal area right now. It's people all around. Now a screen shot is hit out of bounds. It wasn't anywhere near the goal. Lily Journal saw it all the way, but it will result in a goal kick for the Lady Hatchets.
27 minutes left to play. 2-0 Washington holding onto the lead. Here at the Sullivan Sectional Championship, our postgame show after this game concludes, we'll have the RE/MAX Real Estate's Annalou Chapman, Player of the Game, as well as Heller's Unlimited sponsoring the Player of the Game. We'll have the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game and the Bill Dobbs Ford Tough Player of the Game coming up on the Hatchet postgame here on WAMW.
There's a foul on the Patriots, a little shove in the back of the Lady Hatchet, so it'll be Maddie Wildman. Triggering the ball near midfield. Sent right back at us. Mary Barnard with the header.
Lots of Maddies and lots of Caitlins on this Washington team, don't we?
Ball still loose.
Boy, Reve is making a charge here.
Yes, they are. The ball is in the goal area. Now the play is to the right side. Reve still holding it. There's Niehaus trying to make a turn. and gets nothing on the ball and just rolls off for a corner kick, the referee signaled.
Wow. That was a good battle there.
It was, and, you know, they don't look like they've exactly given up, do they?
They will not. There's no way. This is a very tough, physical Vincent Servais team that came to play. One thing in mind, and that is a sectional championship.
Here's the service, but it's off. It's off. It never even came into play, so it will be a goal kick.
Caitlin Davis returning now for the Hatchets, replacing Nader Revolario at the 25-minute mark. Again, Notre Dame football is all tied at three apiece, 3-3. Low-scoring affair on a heavy rainfall, a heavy rain day. I believe they're playing. They playing at Notre Dame, Todd?
No, South Carolina.
Oh, they're at South Carolina.
Boy, boy, here's a goal kick that just barely got out of the goal box. Vincent's got a foot on it and chipped it back to Lily Durnell, but we got to be a little more careful about those goal kicks. Now Lily has it in her hands, and she's going to punt the ball out and does so to midfield. Ball's just bouncing around right now. Nobody owns it. Hatchett's in the ball bouncing into Patriot territory. There's a header by Healy. Ball's rolling out of bounds, but it's going to be a Patriot throw.
2-0. Washington with the lead.
We're under 25 minutes. It will still be a Patriot throw. They're working way up the line. Here's the throw. Ooh, there's an arm ball right in front of us, and the referee did see that one. Matty Wildman caught that one. It's one of those quick elevators to the second floor, and she just couldn't get her arm out of the way.
Yeah, as we've mentioned throughout the day today, huge crowd on hand. Look over there, Monty, those soccer fans battling the wind today to enjoy some great soccer.
And it's not over yet. We've got 24 minutes left, but I'm telling you, one goal, the next goal to be scored is probably going to set the tone. It's either going to make the game open up, or it's going to salt it away. There's a ball rolling down here in front of us. Revay hustles, chips the ball in here, trying to find Niehaus again, but the Hatchets are on it. Lauren Boyd giving chase. The ball's won by Lindsay Moody, but it's a battle of one-on-ones out there. Ball chipped up now. Matthews with the one-footer. And Vervey still has the ball now at the top of the arc, trying to get some room. Now fires a shot smothered by Mary Barnard, but it's back on Vervey's foot. It's still a battle, and here's a quick shot, but it's wide left. Rolls off for goal kick.
At 13, Abby Niehaus for Vincent Vervey. Nice exchange there for her, and she was really fighting hard.
Danton Klingel off, Hansen and Gray on. Coach continues to keep fresh legs in there, keep pounding away at them. We really need another goal to salt this one away.
23 minutes remaining here in the sectional championship with Washington leading 2-0 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Ball's put back into play off the goal kick. Lauren Boyd giving battle out there. Now she wins it and plays the ball, trying to get it up here to Healy. The ball is now played by Gray up here to Hansen. One-on-one battle. She pushes the ball wide right. Now caps the ball back on a reverse. Plays it back to Healy. Healy tries to turn and fire. Can't get much on that. Gray sends the ball out. Here's Hansen again.
Look at her speed.
Trying to win the ball, but bounces back here to Mary Barnard right at middle of the field. Can't connect on anybody. Now, here's a ball that squirts between the two Hatchet defenders and rolls all the way in here. Niehaus gave it a run. But Alexis Williams is, I'm telling you, she is.
All over the place.
She is. She's just got a nose place for that ball, and she doesn't mind dishing out punishment to somebody in her way.
Rachel Black back in. Maddie Holter also checking in for Vincent Servais. 22 minutes left to go now.
2-0, Hatchet still clinging to that lead. They've gotten a goal in each half, but it's been a tussle all the way. Boyd with the touch. Hansen with the touch, but Vincennes Revay still controls it. Now they send the ball, kind of a chip over the top, but it squirts off for a goal kick.
If the Hatchets can hang on, this will be a nice win for the program. not just because of the sectional championship, but because of the quality of the opponent they face here today. This is teams like this is who you want to face in the postseason to continue your move towards that state championship.
Yeah, the Lady Hatchets have 12 sectionals in their history, looking for number 13. Ball's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be a Hatchet throw, far side.
Nader Revelario back in for the Hatchets. Christina Smith, the junior, checking in for Reve now. Revelario will replace Lauren Boyd. And Smith into the lineup for Abby Niehaus. 20 minutes left, halfway through the second and final half of play with Washington hanging on to the 2-0 lead here at the Sullivan Soccer Field for the 1A ITSAA Girls Sectional Championship.
There's a header on the far side by Washington, but now the ball is kicked back. But I tell you, it's really frustrating for the backs because we pound it, but Reve's right there to receive it, and they come right back at us. So, again, we need to make some good connections coming out of that back, make sure we don't give it away.
Sectional 47 here at Sullivan.
There's a battle outside the box. So far, all these battles in the last 5-6 minutes have been down here in our area. The ball continues to bounce back down there. There's Emily Matthews with the play. Davis trying to give play up the left side. The ball is signaled a throw-in for the Hatchets, but now it's reversed, and the referee has overridden his decision. Apparently he saw, I'm not sure if it was, I think it might have been a foul even, but he's given a throw-in. Now the ball is kicked back to midfield. I have to say the Vincennes has been winning their share of balls at midfield. There is Hansen now breaking through. Patriots giving chase. There's four of them over here, but Hansen is is laying the leather down. She's really putting his shoulder on. Finally, Reve clears that ball back to the middle of the field, but here is Jody. I'm sorry, it's Katie Niehaus and Maddie Wildman, one-on-one battle. Now Niehaus cuts the ball inside. She plays the ball right in front of the goal, and it's in the goal. Patriots counter, and it was actually a beautiful play. Niehaus pushed the ball inside Wildman and found
Number 10 for Reve, that is Janine Anderson. And you mentioned earlier you called her name a lot. She was the one that put it through, and that makes it a 2-1 ball game. With a lot of time left, Janine Anderson with the goal for Reve. 18:52 left to play.
And she was all alone on that right side of the goal area. Players had kind of drifted to the ball, but she found herself all alone, and Niehaus found her, and it was a one-touch right in the goal.
Niehaus really helped to make that happen, too.
So a lapse in defending has cost the Hatchets a goal, and has turned this last 19 minutes into a fight for their life. So we're going to have to play a little smarter and have to play a lot more aggressive. We can't just sit back and watch this lead. There's a Healy trying to make a turn. Can't find anybody to pass to. And there is sure-footed Alexis Williams sends the ball out here near us.
Oh, man, yeah, there was a lot of contact right in front of us there. Yeah. Foul on Reve.
Nada Revelario took the decking on that and won the foul. It would be Maddie Wildman take the kick near midfield.
2-1 now. We've got a new ball game here with the sectional championship at Sullivan.
Watch the chip. Healy settles the ball down, turns, fires now, but she was about 25 yards away from goal and she couldn't get enough on it. Goalkeeper easily picked it up. Jody Niehaus, and she battles the ball back to midfield. There's a header. But again, Reve pushing forward with a new sense of urgency now. They've got the feeling they can bring this thing back. And here's Niehaus right inside at the top of the box. And she fires a shot, and it's in the net! Lightning is struck again at the 17:40 mark. And I'll tell you what, she won that ball and pushed the ball laterally to the goal on two touches and found an opening and nailed it into the left corner. So we are tied now with 17:37 left in this game. Go figure that. So the hatchets just have not been connecting, and that's probably you know, we've got the momentum now has turned totally.
That's well, and that's what Reve's capable of doing right there. They never quit, Monty, and I told you from the get go, they're the real deal. That was an excellent execution again, and just a total breakdown on the defense for the Hatchets.
It was, and you know, the thing, a defender wants to do is keep them wide. You don't want them turning inside like that for that very reason, that now they can see where their teammates are. They can see the goal. You just want to keep them outside. And Niehaus got inside. That's twice now. So we've got to make some connection here and do a little bit better job at midfield of holding that ball. Now the ball's down in the Patriot area. It's bouncing around. Hatchett's putting some good pressure. Here's a long kick that's high and floating. It bounces down here with Dant trying to put a handle on it. Can't do it. It's going to be a goal kick coming out.
2-2, all tied up on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Washington led 2-0 at the halftime break, and two quick goals here in the second half for Reve. That's the difference right now.
Well, there's probably a fatigue factor, and right now if you had to look at both teams, Hatchets definitely look like they are the more battered, tired group of players. Here's a long shot that had some promise. That was Davis taking a shot probably 28 yards off the goal, flat out square to the goal, and it sailed over the top a couple of yards. But that was a good look.
2-2, 16 minutes left to play in regulation. All tied up here for the 1A sectional championship of girls soccer at Sullivan.
And here's the kick back to midfield.
Way back. Again, the wind on Reve's side for this second half.
Tilda Hansen has now been moved to the right back position. And here is Davis trying to work through. Oh, there's some physical play.
Yes,
that's got to be called, yep. And it is. It was number three on Patriots. Gave a
free kick,
very healthy shove, Natalie Niehaus.
Get it up there, girls. Let's go.
So it looks like...
This is a good opportunity here for the Hatchets if they execute here, Monty. Ball's going to be in good position for the free kick. What are you, about 30 yards out, 40?
About 30, 32 maybe. Nada Revolario's over the ball by herself.
Right in front of the goal, too.
Yeah. And remember that the wind is going to hold it up. So if the goalkeeper comes out, the ball may be frozen. Whistle's blown. Here's the approach, and now she drives the ball. It's a high floater right at the goalkeeper, and she sure-handedly grabs it. She elevated a little bit on that one, made a nice play. Here's the punt back to midfield. Barnard makes a nice touch on the ball. Revolario controls it. Now she plays it wide here, looking for Dant. Davis can't quite connect, and the ball rolls out of bounds. It's going to be a hatchet throw, however, with 14:45 left. Tie ball game.
Friends, fans really starting to get into it now, especially on Reve's side after that second goal tied this one up. They're getting loud over on the far sidelines.
There's a throw back in. You know, when you're young and brash and you got quick guns, you just go at them. You just keep shooting, and that's what happened. They have no fear at all. And I think the Hatchets maybe just were lulled a little bit by that 2-0 lead, but it's a real game now. All right, ball's back into play out here, rolling on this far right side. Maddie Dant trying to turn the corner, but the ball's cleared out. It's going to be a throw-in for the Lady Hatchets down deep near the corner flag. Hansen runs over to take the throw, and she's got a very good throw-in, by the way. She lays the ball in here to Gray. Matilda now serves the ball, coming right on the spot. It bounces wide left. Klingel gives chase, pushing the ball back to midfield, looking for a connection. She turns now. Now she serves the ball up the left side, and she's looking for Davis. Does find her out here in the left corner. Davis holds it. Now she chips the ball back into the spot. It's loose down in front of the goal. The goalkeeper dives for it and does win the ball.
Man, oh, man.
It was Nada Revolario.
Ooh, that was...
And the goalkeeper collided, who was Niehaus. Now the ball is racing back toward the Washington goal, but there's Alexis Williams. But here comes the Niehaus and her charges. Here's the ball chipped over the top. It's loose. Durnell's out and scoops the ball up, but that was a pretty exciting race to the ball. 12:55 left in this game. It's all knotted up, and it's kind of this game has opened up. It's back and forth. Both squads having chances here. Both squads feeling like they can nail this thing down. Washington looking for their 13th sectional win. Vincennes Reveille, only their first year, obviously, is looking for their first. Ball down here in front of us. Now you can see that Matilda Hansen is marking Niehaus. And that time, Matilda won that battle. Here's the ball now back into play, and Alexis Williams pounds the ball wide, out of bounds. Substitution made.
Abby Niehaus into the lineup now, replacing Rachel Black. Time continues to wind down. We're at the 12-minute mark, all tied up at two apiece. If you're just joining us, a thriller here in the sectional championship at Sullivan, Vincennes Reveille in Washington, an all-out battle. Hatchett's both goals in the first half. Reveille, two goals not far apart in the second half to tie this one up.
Throw in for Reveille down deep. Nada Revolario giving pursuit. Here's the kick. It's into the goal area, but it's knocked back and out of bounds by a Hatchett defender. It's going to be a corner.
Ah.
I saw that defender raise her arm, and I was almost afraid that thing would carry him off her arm, and that would be a total nightmare. But, you know, you keep rattling the cage down there in the box, and things like that happen. 11:23 left, corner kick. Here's the service. It's right on Mary Barnett's foot, and she one-times it out here wide. But Vincennes Reveille trying to get a handle near the edge of the box, and that's how they scored their first two goals. But the ball's finally cleared back to midfield. But not quite enough. There's a header by Revolario. And here is Dant making a run now. She's got a little space.
Ah.
Can't quite beat it. There's a nice defensive play by Wagner, and that's that all-around athlete that you saw that we've been talking about. Now she works her way around Revolario and sends the ball far right, looking, trying to get over the top to her teammate, who was Abby Niehaus. It's amazing. Niehaus, only a freshman. There's a battle down there. Two and three players for both sides really pounding away at the ball. Ball comes back to Barnard now. She sends it back here to midfield. But space is really opening up here. Somebody's going to push the ball up here, and somebody's going to make a defensive mistake, and somebody's going to win this thing. Ball bouncing high over here to Dant. Dant in a real physical battle. Can't win that one. Here's Hansen now. Steps up and one-times it, looking for Dant, but the ball's returned back into Hatch territory. Now it's bouncing over here to Emily Matthews. Matthews trying to turn. She's got two people on her, but she does manage to get the ball up. But it's knocked out of bounds for another Patriot throw-in. We're under 10 minutes left in this game.
Under 10 minutes. Notre Dame score. They trail now 10-3 to North Carolina State. North Carolina rushing yards, 108. Notre Dame has two rushing yards in that wet game. 10-3 in favor of North Carolina State. Of course, the Notre Dame game, normally heard here on Memories 107.9, preempted for our girls sectional championship today at Sullivan, and with good reason, as we've got a barn burner here. All tied up at two apiece, 9.5 minutes to go, and this championship is still up for grabs.
A long ball trying to get over the top of Patriots' back line, but here's Maddie Dant giving pursuit right here. There's a ball played up the left side. Number 10 for the Patriots, I'm going to guess it's Janine Anderson who scored that second tying goal. Uh-oh, the ball is loose. It's right here in front of the box, but she misfires. Lily Durnell had come out and slipped and fallen or got knocked down to the left side of the goal. It was wide open, and there the goal was so wide open, the girl took her eye off of it, I think. I didn't see who that was, but she hit it wide right. She couldn't have hit it any worse.
That was the biggest break we've seen in high school soccer, I think.
Well, it's a fortunate one for us because with 8:36 left, their time is wasting, and there's not a lot of time. Here's a corner. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. It's going to be a Washington goal kick.
8:20 left now. 2-2 all tied up with Washington and Vincennes Reveille. If it remains tied, we'll play 2 7-minute overtime periods. If no winner at that point, it goes to the PKs.
Okay, it looks like Matilda Hansen with that strong right leg is going to be taking this kick. Matilda, again, is an exchange student from Denmark. And there's a nice pounder. Right back to midfield. It skips over the top of defenders. Here's Lindsay Moody racing up that left side. Now she plays the ball forward near the goal area. It's knocked out of bounds on a save by the Patriot defenders, but it's a quick throw by Caitlin Davis over here, far side. Gray trying to get some settle on. Now's a nice move.
Oh, what's the call there, Money?
Could have been offside. I'm not sure. Looks like it was down there in the corner, and when you play the ball back, sometimes you stand there and kind of wait, and if defenders step up or they're already out of position, it could be an offside call. I think that's what it was. There's the ball now. Doesn't clear very far. Here is, oh, there's a nice touch by Caitlin Klingel, and I thought she was going to have a shot inside the goal area, but the defender came over and knocked it down. But here's Davis working on that left side again. Now she fires a shot. The ball was smothered, and I don't mean it was smothered very easily, but
Molly Niehaus,
yeah, Molly
nice
with
save.
With the save. Emily Matthews far side. It's a 1-on-1 battle. It goes out of bounds, and about 20 people over there for Revee point the Revee direction.
Did you see that? That was pretty cool. Every Revee fan puts their arm up.
Well, that's the enthusiasm of a sectional final, right?
It was right in front of them.
Here's the ball down to Mary Barnard shadowing. Number seven for Revee, which is Katie Niehaus. And it's going to be a corner kick. Looks like Janine Anderson is going to take that. And here's the kick. It's coming in curling. It's loose in the goal area. It's still loose. It's down there right of the post. Here's a shot fired, but it's hits off of a hatchet defender. And thank goodness it wasn't off an arm, but it's going to be a corner kick. 6 minutes left in this half. And I'll tell you, ever since that first goal for Patriots have scored, it's been down here much too dangerous. We've definitely lost some momentum on this game. The ball is knocked out of bounds. It's going to be a hatchet goal kick coming out.
2-2 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Sullivan Girls Soccer Sectional Championship from Sullivan. I'm Dwayne Shake along with Monty Critchlow. And again, we're trying to find out who is going to claim this sectional title. It is still anybody's game here tonight.
Well, I have a deep belief that I'm going to go 4-0 today. I won my first two rec games. I expect a win here, and then I expect the boys tonight to carry that one to make me a total winner for the day. But right now, to say it's in doubt is not an overstatement. Ball down here now in the Vincennes area. But here's Nada Revolario with a little time. And now she plays that ball up the right side looking for Maddie Dant. And now it's going to be knocked off a defender. It's going to be a hatchet, Lady Hatchet corner kick with 4:53 left in this game. Great opportunity to cause a little mayhem in that goal. And that's where a lot of goals are scored. Patriots packing it back in there. Looks like Washington is going to be sending four players running. They already have one player on the goalkeeper playing. Here's the kick. It bounces the top. There was Moody. There's a shot. It's off the left post.
Oh.
Lindsay Moody down there battling. I didn't see where that shot came from, but that ball is still loose in the box. It's still high. It's bouncing near the spot. Now it's cleared out. A header by Callie Gray comes out. Vincennes is pushing, and there's a foul on Revee. Thank goodness, because they were loading up for another counter on us. But it's our kick with 4 minutes to go in this game. Great opportunity to, again, you cause a little mischief, a little mayhem by dropping that ball in the box. And it will be Hansen again on the kick. 35 out. She fires one right at the goalkeeper. It's off the crossbar. It's loose in front of the goal. The ball is still down in there. Nobody gets a handle on it. And finally, it is cleared out wide right. Patriots trying to make a play on it, and they kick it out of bounds for a throw. Wow.
3.5 minutes left. Hatchets are knocking. They're attacking hard here. They want to get this one.
That looks like it's going to be a goal kick now. It's knocked off the goal line. Wow, that was some exciting play right there. It's kind of what you want, though. You serve that ball up there, and you just go for gold. Got to have some good defending back here. There's the kick. It's coming out. It's bouncing up here. Niehaus, but there is Matilda Hansen winning that ball, trying to play through.
And she does, through three players. Now she's moving at the goal area. She fires a shot left, and it goes wide left. I tell you what, if Matilda isn't marked by two people, something's wrong with the other coach, because she is a handful when she comes forward.
She's trying. She is battling, that's for sure. She's had a couple of good runs here.
There's the ball back into play, back to midfield. Lady Hatchets with a little more pressure now. It'll be a throw in far side. The ball is loose, tipped over the top. It's loose back here. There is Anderson making a play. It's one-on-one battle with Williams. Williams wins it, but the Patriots keep pressing and pressing, and now the ball is back to midfield. You always hold your breath when that ball gets played forward, but they have so much speed up top. Ball's back into play. Referee has signaled a, I think, a foul on Washington. It's going to be a free kick. We're down to 140. Now you're going to start counting the opportunities in seconds. And both sides maybe have one more left. Lily Durnell has the ball, and here comes the kick coming back. It's not a very deep kick, but it gets past a defender, and there's Revolario now trying to get the ball over the top. Can't do it. Well, here's that ball out here. Hansen makes a nice touch on it. It's one-on-one. She steps up and heads the ball back to the middle of the field. And here's a battle with Maddie Dant now. Dant keeps the ball in play, and she races up. She's still got the ball.
Oh.
The ball does roll off. And we're down
1 minute, exactly. And it's all tied up at two apiece.
Interesting that Niehaus is, Wagner has made her appearance. Shore up their D a little, I think. She's playing as a deep midfielder. Again, Matilda wins the ball, chips the ball in the middle of the field. There's Callie Gray trying to play the ball through. There's a little space, but it's closed down quickly. And here's Revolario making the play, but here comes the counter. And it's a long ball played up. Williams is all over that one, and she sends the ball back to midfield.
We're 30 down seconds.
30 seconds. There's a nasty collision. Oh, the ball's loose in front of the box. Still going wide now. Emily Matthews making a play, but again, Vincent is pushing up. Here's a long ball chipped wide of the goal. Rolls off for a goal kick, and that's going to be it. We're down under 5 seconds now.
We're going to the first overtime session here at Sullivan, where it is all tied up here in the Girls Soccer Sectional Championship Class 1A, Sectional 47. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's the Hatchets 2 and the Vincennes Reveille Patriots 2. Our first 7-minute overtime coming your way in 1 minute on WAMW.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1973.
At the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop in Washington, the pharmacists know you and your family. Personal friendly service is not lost. Any questions, just ask the pharmacist directly. Don't wait for an operator, then four options to press one and talk to a robot. Personal, down-home, one-on-one service you can still count on from your local Good Neighbor Pharmacy. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, and the Odin Pharmacy in downtown Odin.
Shout out to the Hatchet girls and boys soccer sectional teams. Johns and Sons hopes the effort you've put in all year pays off with a sectional title. Need work done? Give Jones and Sons a call. We take pride in our 45 years worth of service to the community. From concrete and masonry products to mulch, decorative rock, landscape stone, steps, and much more. Let us show you why we are the best around. Stop in and see us or check out all our products online at jonesandsons.com. And go Hatchets!
All right, we're back at Sullivan for 2 7-minute overtime sessions here in the Class 1A Sectional 47 championship game. I'm Dwayne Shake with Monty Critchlow, recapping where we're at right now. Two first-half goals from Washington. It appeared they were in control, but they take the second half with the wind against them, and they just have a lapse on defense, plain and simple. And two quick goals unanswered by Vincent Brevet in that second half, and here we are in our first overtime session. Now, if a team scores right away, it does not mean the game is over. They will play the two full 7-minute periods.
Yes, and when the first seven ends, they won't have a timeout or anything. It'll immediately switch ends, and then go at it for another seven.
And then, if it's still tied, it's PKs to decide the winner here for Sectional 47. So we do have a lot of soccer still coming your way as both teams are now going to make their way on the field, and we got to get this overtime started. Again, man, oh, man, you didn't think it was going to get here, but you got to give credit to Vincent Reveille for excellent execution in that second half and never giving up.
Well, whoever said a 2-0 lead in soccer is the most dangerous, you know, that guy's a wise man. He is. And now we've dug ourselves a hole here because we let off the gas a little bit. I don't think they played the same intensity as they did in the first half. And hey, Vincennes, hand it to them. They came back, plays a lot of heart, just kept pressing and pressing. And that Niehaus girl is something else. Only a sophomore.
You said it. You're safe just saying Niehaus since there's five of them on the team. But I guess we should specify which one you're talking about.
Katie
Niehaus, number 7. Yeah, yep. She's one of the leading scorers, and you got to mark her at all times because she is a threat.
Their goals have all been scored by sophomores. Katie Niehaus and Janine Anderson, both sophomores, played on the boys' Reveille team last year, and this year they've got their own club and making their own way, if you can say.
There's a coin toss now here right in front of us to determine who will get the ball first and what goal they will defend. It appears that Washington has won the coin toss. And here we are just about set for this first 7-minute overtime session.
I did notice the referee picked that coin up and put it back in his pocket. He didn't give it to anybody as a souvenir. But this is a memorable entrance to the IHSAA tournament for Vincent Reveille. And win, lose, or draw, regardless of what happens, this was a fantastic entrance for them into the tournament, and it's one that I'm sure these girls will remember for a long time. But with the youth on this team, I don't think this is the last time they're going to be here.
Not at all. No doubt about it. So Reveille is going to go left to right on your radio dial to begin this first overtime session, which means the wind will be back in Washington's favor.
Except I don't think the wind is kicking up like it was. That's why you always take the wind when it's blowing. The sun is really not much of a factor yet, but it's going to come down to whoever can work that ball into the goal area and take a good shot. And they've been few and far between, but obviously there have been four of them in this game, so that's what we need.
2-2, all tied up. Vincent Reveille will start with the ball to begin this first overtime session. Again, be sure to stick around for the championship of the boys sectional from Washington tonight as Washington will battle Pike Central. We'll have that for you around 6:45 this evening here on Memories 107.9 in our championship Saturday doubleheader.
Ball's put back into play now, and 7 minutes goes by very quickly. Ball squirts back here to Emily Matthews, and she plays the ball back to midfield looking for a connection to Lindsay Moody but can't find it. Now the ball's kicked back into the right corner. Tilla Hansen recovers it, brings the ball up on the dribble. And now loses the ball. And now Reveille plays a quick counter, but can't get it past the Washington wall. Revolario making a play, but there's Mary Barnard stepping up and smacking the ball back into deep into Lady Patriot territory. The ball's loose now inside, and the Hatchet's giving some good possession. Here's Moody now plays the ball through, but it's played too hard, and it squirts right to the goalkeeper. And she will bring it out on the punt. It's a low bouncer, doesn't clear midfield, still in here. Here is Maddie Dant trying to turn the corner out here on the left side. She's still holding the ball, pushes it in, trying to cap the ball, but can't. But it will be a Hatchet throw down here deep near the corner flag. He's reversed himself now. And now he does. Now somebody's reversing himself again. It's going to be a Washington throw. Dant with the trigger. It's a long throw, headed out by Vincennes. There's a touch around, and Vincennes makes a counter. Tia Tolbert running up this left side, trying to work around. She's got Mary Barnard, but now she kicks the ball off the goal line, so it will be a goal kick coming out.
The wind not near as much of a factor as it was in that first half. It's died down a lot here at Sullivan.
It's almost no factor. All right, so it's going to be Matilda Hansen. Been moved to left back. Here's her long driver back to midfield. It's a squirter back into Patriot territory. Now the Patriots play the ball through. It's a chip right into the goal area. The ball is loose. Hansen playing the ball and clears it out.
Boy, a nice effort by Matilda Hansen once again.
She split two defenders down there, or two attackers. Went right through them and cleared the ball out of the danger area. That was definitely a dangerous place to be if you had purple on that ball. Once again, trying to play the ball wide here. And here's a shot smothered by Mary Barnard. Nada Revolario steps up and belts the ball back to midfield, but Patriots are right there. They push their lineup way high near midfield. There's a ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be a Hatchet throw. Maddie Dant triggers the ball pretty quick. Running up here to Lindsay Moody up the left side. Lindsay's got a little bit of a run. She's got one person to beat, and it gets tackled very nicely by I think that's Janine Anderson.
Yes, it is.
Nice. There's Matthews sending the ball through. She does connect with Klingel. Klingel plays the ball out here wide to Caitlin Davis, but the ball rolls out of bounds. It's going to be a Hatchet throw, however. We're down to 3:31, and just like that, Dwayne, this half just melts away. Here's a ball played by Callie Gray, but the ball is chipped out. Nada Revolario drops the ball back here to Mary Barnard. Now she plays back to Nada. Nada holding the ball, tries to send the ball wide, can't get enough steam on it. Here's Hansen, steps forward. She brings it around two players. She's still got the ball down on the right side, running it deep near the flag, trying to turn the corner. Now she fires a shot, but it's off a defender, and it's going to be a corner kick. That was a nice run by Matilda. We're down to 2:56, just under 3 minutes going. Lady Hatchets have a great opportunity now to get up one, and, boy, we sure need it right now.
Caitlin Davis taking the corner kick far side.
It's a good kick. It's coming into the goal area. It's bouncing high. Ball is loose right in front of the goalkeeper, it was Klingel trying to get her second goal of the night. She just missed it.
Oh.
No whistle on that one. It was a collision with two players. And here's Mary Barnard. Now a referee has stopped play. There's an injured Patriot holding her knee. Official has
2:18
tied
in the first period.
Looks to be a cramp, perhaps. Straightening the leg out and trying to curl the toe.
Stoppage in play in the first overtime session. We're still tied up at 2 apiece. 2:18 left to go. They'll play 7 minutes more. Then they will come back with PKs if needed. Revay and Washington battling it out for this championship. Caroline Herman will be checking in for the injured Tia Tolbert, who does walk off on her own on the to the sidelines for Revay.
Tia is only a freshman, and she's had a lot of touches on the ball and been a lot of action in this game. So it's going to be a free kick for Washington. Hansen trots over to take the kick. The ball's sitting right on the middle of the field. Now the wind has kicked up, Duane.
Yes, it has.
And she has the range to get it into the goal area. Here's the kick. It's a high floater into the box, but nobody can get on the end of it. It rolls off. It's going to be a corner kick. 2:11 left. The emphasis is on not making a defensive mistake. I mean, that's the thing. Most of the goals in high school soccer, anyway, come from defensive lapses. It's a ball played out of bounds. It'll be a hatchet throw about halfway up the attacking half. Tilda Hansen with the long throw up that right side. But the ball runs off for a goal kick.
Minute 30 left in this first overtime session. Still tied at two apiece on the A&R Home Center scoreboard from Sullivan. Girls Soccer Sectional Championship. It's a barn burner here tonight. Today, I should say.
It's a nice header down into the box area. But again, the ball is sure-footedly played out. Revolario trying to give chase. Barnard with trying to clear the ball, but the ball's kicked really high to midfield. The player's trying to head the ball. The ball's still bouncing up high. There's Matilda Hansen making a play. Does win the ball. And now she serves the ball up here looking for Caitlin Klingel, but does find Davis out here wide right. And Davis trying to put a turn. And now she does. She beats one player. Can't beat another, but she does win the ball. She's sailing into a
corner kick for Washington.
She's trying to sail into the goal area, but the ball is knocked out for a corner. Caitlin will take the kick. Time's wasting. 36 seconds. Here's the kick. It's a good one. It's high. But it floats off. I couldn't measure.
Side of the goal. So the first overtime session winding down. Still tied at two apiece. Seven more minutes going on the clock after this.
Here's the play. Davis trying to recover it. Can't quite do it. Patriots making an attempt, but they only have about 8 seconds left, and I don't think they're going to. The team's going to have much of a chance here.
Nope.
There's a foul right at the end of the half, or at the end of the first overtime period. It was Matilda Hansen.
So both teams switch sides now. No stoppage in play. 7 minutes on the clock. This time Washington working left to right. Again, the wind not in their favor when it does pick up. But it wasn't much of a factor in that first overtime session at all.
No, it wasn't.
Crowd's getting loud over there because these girls have played their hearts out.
Now just kind of
87 minutes of soccer gone with another seven more to go.
Just looking ahead, when you get to the penalty kick phase, you know, it's not as easy as it sounds because you have to have taken those kicks through the season to be have the right. It's total mental game because you really should win the thing. But here's the ball now starting this last 7 minutes. Here is Davis winning the ball down here. She's got one person to beat. Now she plays the ball inside. Can't do it. And the ball squirted to the goalkeeper off of a defender's foot. She didn't play it deliberately, so there was no foul. And now this ball is countered up the right side, and here's the speed of the Patriots. And she lost the ball out of bounds, didn't have as wide as this field is. She didn't have enough width to make it work, so it's going to be a throw-in for the Hatchet.
Second 7 minute overtime underway, and we're still tied at two apiece here for the sectional championship. If this one remains the same, it's going to be PKs to determine sectional 47 champion.
There's a throw-in up the right, up the left side. Now the crowd is really getting noisy down there. I think the linesman has reversed his call. It's going to be a throw-in for Patriots with 5:53 left in the game. Ball's put into play. One-on-one battles down there, far side. The ball's dropped back to Washington, but hammered off of a Revee player, and it will be a quick throw back in. And the ball squirts through, and now here's Davis working up that left side, and
wow.
She pushes the ball past, even on 75% of a speed. Now there's a collision down there, and a foul on the Patriots about 4 or 5 yards off the goal line out near the flag.
Davis has found a jolt all of a sudden. She's made some nice drives down here. And
she's got that little stop-and-go move.
Turning on the afterburners.
Now, she's got her quickness. She just doesn't have that speed like she normally does. But it's going to be a free kick, and she can certainly serve that ball in. This will be considered a short corner. Hatchett's putting 5 players down in the goal area. There's a lot of scuffling going on down deep. Referee is strolling over, taking a look. There's a 2-person wall. Referee's walked in there and just kind of eyeballing the situation.
Well, there is some contact going down
but,
there.
But the defender doesn't have a right to shove that attacking person. Well, here's a kick. It's floater. It's right in the goal area, but it squirts wide right. Patriots bring it out on the counter, playing the ball up this left side, but Hansen is all over it and serves the ball back up here. And that will be a hatchet throw right underneath of us. Nada Revolario yields the ball to Hansen. Tilda will put the ball in play off the throw in. Now she steps up and launches a really good one up that right side. Trying to find Davis. She does find her. It's down here deep. Ball is off a defender. It's going to be another corner. We got 3:59 left, and boy, I tell you guys, we can't squander these chances. Get that ball in front of the goal mouth and close the deal.
Oh, look at this.
Matilda is running up.
I thought she was going to take a short one.
They're pushing her into the box, though. That's what she wanted. But I tell you what, there's a lot of physical activity in. Oh, it's loose in front of the ball is squirting to the edge of the box, and now the Patriots pushing it out. And they're still, now they have pushed the ball up here. Uh-oh, it's found the foot of Niehaus. Katie Niehaus running at Alexis Williams. And now Williams makes a play on the ball. And Hansen is back and wins the ball. And now she clears it out. Wow.
Anytime she has her foot on the ball, I'm nervous.
Yeah, it was a one-on-one battle with Williams. But Matilda Hansen, using that speed, came up and covered her nicely. It's what you have to have with your backs. Got to have a helping hand once in a while. We're under
three minutes.
3 minutes now.
2-2 in the second overtime session. Still all tied here at Sullivan.
There's the throw. It's a good one. It skips very hard, but it's chipped out by Washington. But now the ball's played back to midfield. There's Maddie Dant. Klingel with the ball. Now she serves the ball over the top looking for, I'm sorry, that was Moody, looking for Klingel. And there a ball is poked past a Revee defender down to the corner. The ball's knocked out of bounds. It'll be a hatchet throw-in. Time's wasting. Hatchet's quickly put the ball back into play. Holding the ball down deep in the corner
Davis.
Over there. But Davis loses the ball. Now the ball's played up. But there is Emily Matthews making a run. Patriot wins the ball. There's Hansen stepping up. What good judgment. Bouncing back into Patriot area. But here comes the Patriots again. They've got such speed there. And they're really, I think that is Janine Anderson making that run up the right side. She's still got, now she plays the ball right inside. There's a miss hit. The ball's squirting up in the air, but it rolls out for a corner kick. Patriots have a shot now with 1:41 left at our goal.
2-2. Big corner kick coming here for Vincent Revee.
Here's the kick. It's a low driver to the edge of the upper roof, edge of the box, but it's headed out. It's going to be another corner kick. We're approaching the one-minute mark. It'll be the Patriots at our goal. Here it is. It's a low driver. It skips once. It's chipped out. Moody giving chase. Oh, she gets leveled and a foul call on the Patriots. We're just under 1 minute now. This will be the last gas for the Hatchets to win this thing in regular time.
Got to move.
Hansen delivers the ball. It's skipping down here. There's a misplay on one back, not on the second. There's Dant trying to make a move around. Can't make the move around two players. And ball rolls out. It's going to be a throw-in for the Hatchets now with 32 seconds left in the second overtime period. Hatchets going to have to hustle just to get this ball back in. 25 seconds. Here's the throw, and it's bouncing right here at the edge of the box. Callie Gray makes a play but loses the ball, and here come the Patriots. This is their rolling the dice, I guess. Ball connects up here to Niehaus. Niehaus versus Williams. Williams wins that one. 6 seconds. That's going to be it pretty much. Here's the throw in. And it's dropped way back, and that's the end of overtime period.
PKs are going to decide this winner, folks. Five players each get a chance for each team to score on the PK one-on-one, mano-a-mano, goalie to player. And the winner at the end will claim the championship. It has come to this. We need a timeout to regroup. When we come back, the PK sudden death overtime session. You're listening to the girls' soccer sectional championship from Sullivan. Our score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, Washington 2, Vincent's Reve 2. Back after this on WAMW.
Save big with a trip to your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Pepsi 12-packs are 3 for $11. Coke 2 liters, only 99 cents each. In a hurry for breakfast? Grab Kellogg's cereal in a cup, 2 for $2, or Hostess bag donuts, 2 for $6. A gallon of 2% milk is only $2.99 at Chuckles. And for snacks, Cheez-Its are 2 for $2, and select bags of Ruffles potato chips also 2 for only $2. Fast, convenient, and always open. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office.
When buying insurance, finding protection close to home is always better. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. When you call our office, you will always speak to an agent. Our staff will work hard to help you get the right, affordable coverage that you need. Give us a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Time to get a new vehicle? Or is it just time to save a lot of money? At Washington Chrysler Center, you can do both. Right now, save 20% off select Rams with discounts up to 10 grand. And if you think that's impressive, you can also save 20% on select Dodge Grand Caravans, Journeys, and Jeep Cherokees. Hey, don't wait. If you want to be treated fairly and honestly and just get a simple low price, go to Washington Chrysler Center now. It's Ram Power Days, so shake a leg, get the lead out, snap to it.
This is Clint Baldwin at Southside One Stop. We are open and ready to serve you on Highway 57 South in Washington, a half mile south of the bypass. The Southside One Stop is full service, so we pump your fuel for you 7 days a week. Visit our Southside One Stop on Highway 57 South of Washington. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays, and with credit card pumps, you can actually fuel up 24 hours a day. Freddie Energy and Southside One Stop, fueling your everyday life.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The voice of the Hatchets.
We're back. We got a final on the Notre Dame game. Notre Dame falls on a rainy field, 10-3 to North Carolina State in college football today. Meanwhile, here at Sullivan, we still don't know the winner. We've been playing a lot of soccer. And in 94 minutes, that wasn't enough to determine the winner. Two 40-minute halves, two 7-minute overtimes. And, Monty, let's talk strategy now.
Well, the coach selects five players. They go to midfield in the arc. One at a time, they go up and they alternate, taking the shots. And there's a certain strategy to the order. I always like to have my best shooter as number three. I like my weakest shooter as number two. And then, you know, the strength to fall in behind those two. And generally, the goalkeeper has to keep her feet on the line. She can move along the line, but she can't leave the line before the ball is touched. And it's there's no play after the ball's been shot once. If it hits off the goalkeeper, caroms into the post, and then goes in the goal, it's one continuous move, and it's a goal. But if it hits the post and bounds out, it's done.
Well, it's the foreigner song head games, because yes. Really, as the kicker, you want to get inside the head of that goalkeeper. And basically, the goalie has to make a decision. Are they going to go left or right? And they commit. It's very tough to defend. Normally, you convert, what, 95% of these, you think?
Well, you do in the pros, but in these, it's more like 85. But you're right. You can get in the keeper's head. The pressure's on the shooter. And sometimes you have kids that go up there and try to do too much, and they'll kick it over the top. They won't kick it on the frame. And but the goalkeeper can, use stare downs, move before they take, if they're a right-footed shooter, and that's real important. Probably most of these kids are right-footed. If you crowd over to the right side and then move right as they're approaching the ball, you can cause them to hesitate or make that indecisive movement, and sometimes it pays off, especially at high school. You know, these aren't professional athletes. They haven't probably practiced a lot of PKs, but it will really tell right now if the coach has practiced through the year. At Washington High School, when I coached, certainly Kevin Myers, we started practicing these things through the whole season. You just take your five. Now, if these five fail to produce a winner, then coach selects another five to go out there, and then it's sudden death. Everybody gets the full amount of shooting, but if you score and the other guy doesn't, you won it.
After the first five. Wow. That's a lot of stuff to comprehend right there, Monty.
So if you're a second stringer on that bench and the coach calls your name because you can hit PKs in practice, you know, get your courage up.
You could be the hero. All right. 2-2, all tied up. It comes down to PKs to determine the sectional champion here. And, boy, you hate to see a loser in a game like this, truthfully, because these teams played their hearts out, and give Vincennes Rivet tons of credit. As their first year, they make it to the sectional championship, and they are fighting hard. Rivet is going to take the first PK.
It's going to be their top scorer, Katie Niehaus. She sets the ball at the 12-yard mark. It's 12 yards off goal. And when the referee's satisfied and he's got the assistant referee checking whether the ball has to cross the line completely. It can't just touch the line like in football. It's got to cross completely. Niehaus is ready. Dernal is ready. There's the whistle. Here's the kick. And it's into the back of the net. She chose the right side. Lily went left. And so the Patriots are up 1-1.
All right, Caitlin Davis will take the first PK for Washington. Patriots convert on their first attempt. Davis goes head-to-head against Molly Niehaus, the goalie for Vincennes Rivet.
If you strike the ball low and hard, and it's within 4 feet of either post, it's got to go in. You don't have to kick it any more than that. You just got to direct it and put enough steam on it to pass the keeper. Here's the kick. And it is in the right corner also. So the Hatchets retaliate, and it's a tie ball.
I'll tell you, though, Niehaus did try and gave a valiant effort on that. She did commit to the right side there, just couldn't reach. It just went past her outstretched arms.
It's safe to say that nobody's left the audience here. Everybody is watching, standing on their feet.
Rachel Black is set to take the next PK now.
You only need about one good stop. So it looks like she's a left footer. Here's the whistle. She approaches the ball. And Lily smothers
it. Yes.
The ball was shot high and not too far to Lily's left, and she made a slow fall and smothered the ball. So The Patriots fail in that conversion. So the Hatchets can take a lead in this, and remember, you've got to score more than the opponent, so you really got to get you got to start making these early goals. Be Mary Barnard up next. Referee hands her the ball, and she finds her spot along that line. 12 yards out. Waits for the referee whistle. There it is. Mary approaches and nails it into the right corner. Perfectly measured. So the Lady Hatchets up 2-1 in this overtime shootout.
When a soccer game comes to this, I don't like it. I can't take it. It's just not good for the old ticker.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
2-1. Hatchets advantage right now with two attempts on both teams. So right now the Hatchets with the advantage.
And I tell you, the pressure really builds if she fails on this one. So she's probably feeling the pressure. Here's the whistle, approach to the ball, and she drives it into the left corner.
Almost. Just under the arms of Dernal that time. But, again, Dernal had the right side.
It's 2-2, but Matilda Hansen.
Reve still needs a stop, as Washington has one, and Reve does not.
But as long as Washington has the advantage, so as long as they keep hitting those in, they can't lose. You just got to make sure from this point out, anything Lily can do is a bonus, but you got to make sure that you get a good touch on the ball and you drive it past. Matilda Hansen looks the ball over and now approaches the ball and drives it right into the right side. I mean, she had a powerful shot. It really didn't go in the corner. It kind of passed the keeper in a blur.
3-2 in favor of Washington. PK overtime.
Now, if this girl misses the shot, Washington can do no worse than tie, which means we would go into the second series of five if she misses. Referee looks it over, gives the whistle. Here's the kick, and she puts it in the back of the net. So the drama continues. Ties it at 3-3.
4-3. Or 3-3.
3-3. Hatchets have the fourth kick coming up.
That's right. Sorry, Money. I'm getting excited over here.
It is tension, Phil. How'd you like to be the last shooter?
Amanda Revolario is going to do the next kick for Washington.
Referee is talking to Nada. She sets the ball down. Be one-on-one again. Both teams standing at the touchline.
There's not a sound out there, is there?
No, the drama's pretty high. It doesn't get any higher than this. Heck of a way to cap a sectional, but, you know, that's what the rules say, and that's what you do. Nader resets the ball
trying
down
to get a mark there.
And she wants something nice and high that she can get it under and drive.
There you go.
All right, she's ready. The referee steps back. He looks the scene over. Goalkeeper says okay, and here's the whistle. Here's the kick. And she drives it in the upper corner. Goal. So now,
4-3.
Now, if the Reve misses this shot, it's over.
4-3 in favor of Washington.
Pressure is on Olivia Vantlin.
Sophomore for Reve, taking the final kick for the Patriots. The PK overtime session. Advantage Hatchets right now.
Can end it right now. Antlin looks it over. Referee is checking with Lily Dernal in the goal. Here's the kick. And it's in the back of the net.
It's in.
So it comes down to this kick right here. The Hatchets can do no worse than tie and move it into a sudden death series.
Emily Matthews
will be the one that can put the Hatchets through to the regional with a successful PK. Emily has set the ball down, retreats her four steps. The referee looks it over, blows his whistle, and here is the kick. And it is saved. She hit a high floater, not very much steam on it, and the goalkeeper bats it wide. So at the end of the five PKs, Reve and the Lady Hatchets are tied, so now the coaches will send out five new players. And this is sudden death from this point on.
Man, oh, man. Wow. Just
pressure builds.
Absolute craziness.
And, you know, you got to figure, if you put out your five best shooters, you better hope that you've got six or seven in your corral.
And let's say that Emily's beating herself up right now, but
well, you know.
You have no reason to do that whatsoever. You know, that kind of pressure is just hard to imagine in a high school athlete.
It is tough on these kids.
It's all on your shoulders.
Right. And you could have played a great game, and you missed that PK, and it's going to wear with you.
And it's not over yet. It's not over yet.
No. No.
Luckily, the Hatchets had the cushion, so here we go again.
Coach is looking over their players.
And they cannot use any of the same kickers.
Not yet. So. Not yet. Now, after this series of five, if it's still tied, then they can go to anybody. And it's still sudden death.
We get overtime pay here?
You know, this game didn't turn out the way I thought. I thought with a 2-0 lead, the Lady Hatchets, and they had a couple of chances to get a third goal, but
they looked as if they were in control. And then Reveille
handed it to Reveille. They came out and just played with a lot of courage and a lot of fire, and they weren't going to go away without shooting. And you know what? That Niehaus kid, she's some finisher.
Yep. It's sudden death at this point. So five new kickers for both teams come out. It takes one save from one goalie.
Now, both sides will get an equal chance.
Right, but.
But it is sudden death.
Absolutely.
So it looks like, in no particular order, Lindsay Moody, Alexis Williams, Lauren Boyd, Maddie Wildman, and Maddie Dent are the five.
For Reveille, you've got Grace Wagner. You've got Tia Tolbert. Natalie Niehaus. I missed the last two numbers.
Referee's going over the, I guess you could say, the etiquette. And Reveille sends forward
Abby Niehaus.
Number 13.
Reveille's got some strong kickers back.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
Evansville Modern Day advances in the sectional championship. So the winner here will face Evansville Modern Day in regionals.
Here's the whistle. Here's the kick. And it's in the goal.
Abby Niehaus puts that one through for Reveille.
So the pressure is on Alexis Williams. If she hits it, we go to the next shooter. If she misses it, Reveille Patriots are the sectional champs. Alexis puts the ball down.
Wow.
That's what you want, those. You want a senior in. Somebody that attacks a ball like that. Referee looks it over. Here's his whistle. Here's the kick. Oh, it's right on her hands. It's over. Lady Patriots win their first sectional. Wow, what a way to lose a game. Really. What? What? There's a little confusion here. The referee is holding. Yeah, he's finally told them that both sides thought they were going to play another five, but now when the referee's informed that the game's over, and there's a wild celebration out on the field, but what a heartbreaker for the Lady Hatchets.
Boy. Oh, man.
Oh, my.
Vincent's Reveille Patriots claim the sectional championship here at Sullivan. PK, sudden death, overtime. The final score will read 3-2 on the PK scores. And that is the ball game. So the Hatchets see their postseason run come to an end tonight. And again, you see Williams very upset right now. But man, oh man, I wouldn't want that pressure. I can't imagine.
And it's a shame because she played her heart out. She
really
was
did.
An anchor back there. Time after time when the ball came over the top, she was flying to the ball and saving it. So, you know, you hate, this is the way the games are decided. They're set aforehand. The Lady Hatchets had their opportunities to end this game early in regular time and couldn't pull it off.
Molly Niehaus gets the hugs from her teammates as she made the two saves that were the difference, and the Vincent's Reveille Patriots celebrate their first sectional championship in girls soccer. We'll take a timeout, come back to wrap this one up from Sullivan. You're listening to the Sullivan Class A Girls Soccer Sectional Championship on WAMW.
In 1930, Frank and Valeria Donaldson opened a small insurance agency in Washington. After years of service, they pass their business on to their daughter and the next generation, Barb and Joe Klingensmith. Now today, the third generation, Martha and John Newton, continue the same down-home service to their customers. The Donaldson Insurance Agency salutes Washington's bicentennial and is proud to serve Washington and Daviess County for the past 76 years. Donaldson Insurance. Call 254-4668.
This is Alyssa from Bill Dobson Ford, and we are proud to announce the grand opening of our detail and graphics shop. We offer detailing, paint reconditioning, odor bomb, and scratch removal, and headlight restoration. We also offer custom graphics, pinstriping, window tinting, plus a whole lot more. Stop by Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington and check out our new detail and graphics shop, or call 812-254-1379.
Bill Dobson, your bottom line dealer.
Neighbor, can I borrow your lawnmower? Good afternoon, neighbor. Can I borrow a cup of sugar? Hey, neighbor, it's me again. Can I borrow your running shoes?
You can't choose your neighbor, but at least you can choose two of your favorites from the McDonald's McPick 2 menu.
Pick any two for $2.50 on McDonald's McPick 2 menu, like a McDouble Burger, McChicken Sandwich, three-piece mozzarella sticks, or a Sausage McGriddle Sandwich. See store for details.
Let me get a McPick 2. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
Hear that? That's the sound of you creating your own destiny. While others are waiting in line for brunch, you're spending Saturday in the garage. Because you went to AdvanceAutoParts.com, ordered a platinum battery with a 3-year replacement warranty, and picked it up in-store just 30 minutes later. Now, installing a battery isn't an all-day job, but what the brunch crowd doesn't know won't hurt it. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com to learn more.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The voice of the Hatchets.
Back for final time at Sullivan, where the Hatchets bow out of the postseason tournament, losing in sudden death PKs. Final score will be 3-2. Lady Hatchets end a great run, just short of that sectional championship. Vincent Rivet moving on. And again, Rivet played hard, never gave up in this entire contest. The Hatchets scored two goals unanswered in the first half. Rivet came back in that second half to match, and down to the PKs, Rivet gets the victory. We need to hand out some post-game hardware before we wrap this one up. We start with the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, Monty Critchlow.
Well, she was on the last penalty kick for the Hatchets, but she played her heart out. Alexis Williams was the one in the back that continually turned her way a lot of speed and a lot of balls over the top, a lot of split balls. I don't remember a time when she missed one, and she was all over the place. And, you know, Rivet was a fairly physical team. They really were. And Alexis met every challenge. She dished it out as well as she took it. So I'd say that she is the Ford Tough Player of the Game.
Congratulations to Alexis Williams, our Freddie Energy, High Energy Player of the Game from Freddie Energy in Washington.
Well, we've seen Callie Gray play multiple times, but I've never seen her play with more energy or more seemed like she was at every loose ball out there in the middle of the field. And that first half, the goal that came had a lot to do with Callie's winning the ball and sending it forward. So I have to give it to Callie. She did a great job all through the game.
And the overall MVP presented by Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited.
Well, it was pretty clear that wherever Matilda Hansen went on the field, she dominated play. From shutting down Katie Niehaus out here on the left to going forward up that right side in the first half and creating lots of opportunities to the goal area. Matilda Hansen was a special player.
Matilda Hansen will get the MVP honors in the sectional championship here today at Sullivan. Again, not the outcome we'd hoped for as the Washington Lady Hatchets bow out of the tournament, losing to Vincent Rivet in PK sudden deaths. 3-2, the final score. Rivet moves on now to face Evansville Modern Day in the regional at Evansville coming up next week. And you got to wish the Lady Patriots the best of luck as they move on in the season tournament now.
Be facing Evansville Modern Day Lady Wildcats, who have been to state finals the final game twice in the last 2 years. So we do wish them well, and I hope they can put a dent in the Wildcats.
We got another one tonight, folks. The boys' championship coming up at Washington. Pregame around 6:45, kickoff 7 p.m. Washington and Pike Central. Join us for the coverage right here tonight on Memories 107.9. For Monty Critchlow and our studio producer, Renee Lyle, back at home base, this is Dwayne Shake reminding you the final on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's the Vincennes Revere Lady Patriots 3, the Washington Lady Hatchets 2. Good afternoon from Sullivan High School.
This concludes our special sports broadcast of Washington High School Soccer on Classic Hits, Memories 107.9, WAMW FM Washington, and worldwide live from WAMWAMFM.com. This special sports broadcast sponsored by Edward Jones Investment Advisor Alan Bubalow, Purdue Farms, The Prescription Shop in Washington and the Odin Pharmacy, Freddie Energy, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, Chuckles Convenience Stores, Thompson Insurance, McDonald's of Washington, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Davies Community Hospital, the End Zone, Myers LP Gas, McAllister Machinery, the Gill Funeral Home, the Kingpin Bowling Center, the Ed Lee Mortuary, Goodwin Funeral Home, Sterling & Company, REMAX Real Estate Broker Anna Lou Chapman, Heller's Unlimited, and Boyd Grain in Washington. Listen for the next exciting broadcast of Washington High School Sports on WAMW.